This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's a state both campaigns really want to win.
O-H!
That's Paul Ryan joining Mitt Romney, the Republican ticket, on a three-day bus tour across Ohio. But they won't be alone. President Obama will also rally there today. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live at Romney's first stop.
When Mitt Romney takes the stage at this high school in Westerville, he'll be joined by Ohio native and golf legend Jack Nicklaus. Later in the day, it's a Cleveland area manufacturing roundtable and a rally in Toledo. Romney tells Fox this election is about the choice voters have when it comes to what kind of America they want.
If it's going to be an America dominated by government, why, that's the course the president's put us on. If instead we're going to turn to free people choosing to pursue their dreams, that's the course we'll bring back.
President Obama, who was up in the polls here in Ohio and several swing states, also in Ohio later, visiting Bowling Green State University and Kent State. Dave?
Now, Jennifer, the day after the president went to the UN saying a nuclear Iran cannot be contained, it's Iran's turn to take the world stage. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live at the UN in New York.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad already speaking out to the press here, giving interviews saying Israel doesn't have roots in the Middle East. Yesterday, speaking to the Associated Press, he criticized U.S. foreign policy.
The United States government is following an international policy of bullying.
The Israeli delegation won't be here today to walk out in protest since it's Yom Kippur. Also this morning, the new Egyptian president, Mohamed Morsi, set to speak for the first time. Dave?
According to coalition members in Afghanistan killed in an insurgent attack, NATO's not saying if those are American soldiers or not. He was once just 15 hours away from being executed, until Joseph Green Brown got a stay in 1986 and his murder conviction overturned. After 13 years on death row, today Brown is due back in court for a bond hearing in a new case accused of killing his wife. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The chilly weather's just around the corner, folks, and a lot of people will be adjusting their thermostat down to save money. Quicken Loans has an adjustable rate mortgage that saves money, too. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans, and I'd like to tell you about our amazing 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The initial rate on this great program is just 2.625%, APR 2.94%. Do you want to reduce the cost of your mortgage? Do you plan on moving or refinancing in the next 5 to 7 years? Do you want the lowest rate available? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, our Quicken Loans 7-1 arm could save you stacks of cash. Again, the super low initial rate is 2.625%, APR 2.94%, and it's locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Why pay a boatload more interest on a 30-year fix to borrow the same amount of money for the next 7 years? With a 7-1 arm, you don't have to. Call 800-QUICKEN right now. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You can look out a window or click online. Either way, you get the weather, though our way is good for 36 hours. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
The countdown is on at Tom White Chevrolet. Hey y'all, Bubba Dixon here. We must sell 30 vehicles by this Saturday. That's right, we're giving you the lowest prices of the year to meet our goal of 30 vehicles in just 3 days. Like $10,290 off a new Silverado crew cab. That's over $10,000 off. Remember, we won't lose your business over price. Hurry, the clock is ticking to save big at Tom White Chevrolet.
Plus TTNL stock 52244 includes 4,000 customer cash, 2,000 value coupon, 1,000 trade assist, and 1,500 package savings.
Fresh Healthy Vending, the largest healthy vending company in the world, is seeking people who would like to invest in their own franchise business. You'll own bright, high-tech vending machines selling a range of popular, natural, organic, healthy snacks and drinks like smoothies, yogurts, protein bars, and more. Or you can be a part of a vending revolution with the world's only healthy vending cafe offering more profit than any other food vending machine in the marketplace, selling barista-quality organic coffees, cappuccino, latte, and espresso, combined with a range of healthy snacks and cold beverages. It's a multi-billion dollar industry with long-term cash flow for you, full training and support. We even guarantee to secure the best locations for your machines. In other words, we do all the hard work. You just keep the machines stocked with our healthy foods and drinks and collect all the money. By the way, if you're a location that would like a healthy vending machine at no charge, contact us. And for this great own-your-own money-making business opportunity, go to freshvending.com. That's freshvending.com. freshvending.com.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
It's high school football Friday night as the St. Joseph Eagles take on Iola at 7:30 at the Emmanuel.
Sunshine remains with us throughout the day, thanks to high pressure covering eastern Texas and the Gulf. High pressure, it's controlling our weather this morning. The system is situated across a wide section of Texas and the Gulf of Mexico. That means
WTAW News Time is 6:06 at 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The economic impact of moving A&M home football games out of town to expand Kyle Field was put into numbers Tuesday. Bill Oliver has that story.
An international consultant hired by the Chamber of Commerce and Convention and Visitors Bureau determined a loss of more than 900 jobs, $21 million in payroll, and nearly $3 million in property taxes. Among the affected would be state representative and small business owner John Rainey.
Well, it's scary that we're talking about $177 million that will be affected in our community should we lose football games, and I sure hope that doesn't come about. It's an important part of our community.
CVB Board Chairman Hunter Goodwin hopes the joint report will contribute to the decision-making process by A&M.
We have done a good job, and we being the community and the leadership, and investing in the best to quantify and measure those facts. I hope that we will be given that same courtesy back from the university moving forward, because I think any partnership is based in good facts, and hopefully that transparency and that communication will continue to facilitate as we move forward in this decision.
A&M System Chancellor John Sharp released a statement through spokesman Steve Moore.
I've not had the opportunity to review the report, but look forward to assessing the estimates. Kyle Field and Texas A&M football are very important to the students, faculty, staff, former students, and community. It's important that all of us work together to continue their success.
Moore says Sharp met Monday with local government officials about contributing $38 million towards a Kyle Field expansion, estimated to cost between $425 and $450 million. Moore says seating would increase to more than 103,000. Online at WTAW.com are the consultants' reports and comments from Tuesday's news conference. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Three traffic accidents in College Station yesterday resulted in a total of 8 injuries. That includes a pedestrian who was struck last night by a hit-and-run driver while crossing University near Taro. Witnesses say a newer model Dodge Durango struck the person so hard the driver's side mirror was knocked off the vehicle. The unidentified victim, who was taken to the hospital with severe injuries, was not in a crosswalk and was ticketed for failing to yield the right-of-way. Also last night, a crash on the freeway near the Harvey Road exit resulted in 3 people being transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and 4th with a possible injury. And lunchtime traffic was shut down in a major intersection for 2 hours following a 3-vehicle wreck. This was at University in Copperfield, involving 2 cars and a pickup. 2 people inside the truck and the driver of one of the cars were transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Bryan police making an arrest had a struggle with an armed suspect. Officer John Agnew says no one was injured in the Monday night incident on Lake Street between South Texas and Cabot.
This officer, for safety reasons, asked when he was speaking to that person if he could pat him down for weapons just so he'd make him feel comfortable since we were dealing with a robbery. And that's when the officer ended up reaching around and feeling a gun in his waistband. And there was a short struggle. The officer had to draw his pistol and told the subject, he better not move. And at that time, the subject decided not to move anymore. They recovered the pistol, the cash, and placed him in custody.
33-year-old James Chaffin, who lives in the apartment complex where the arrest took place, is accused of taking cash and credit cards from 2 other residents. According to jail records, this was Chaffin's 14th arrest in the last 15 years. October 24th is the date of the Chamber of Commerce annual Youth to Career Day. The Chamber's Dina Gaskin says now is the time for businesses to sign up.
We have about 2,000 to 3,000 eighth graders come in for that, and we're always needing more businesses to come out there and interact with these students. It's free if you're available. You can rotate in multiple employees. If you have an association that you're a part of, we encourage that.
More information is available through our website at WTAW.com. And a Stoneham man is in the Grimes County Jail accused of the Monday murder of a neighbor. 55-year-old James Allen Bundage was arrested Tuesday for the shooting death of 56-year-old Patrick David McHale. Grimes County Sheriff Don Saul told partner station Navasota News the pair has a history of run-ins with each other over the last 8 years.
The victim raised dogs or hunting dogs for customers, trained, and another person has some pit bulls that would get over there sometimes. It was constant fence line divided them. It was a constant conflict they had, yeah.
Investigators say Bundage became enraged after McHale warned him to put his pit bulls up so they would not eat the rat poison he had placed around his barns. WTW News Time is 6:10. It's 71 degrees. This look at the news is brought, well, I'm sorry. We'll have more news at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hello, I'm Ken Walsh with Keys and Walsh Construction. We've been buying vehicles from Mike Vivaldi for almost 5 years. We recommend Mike because of his honesty, and he makes it convenient in our company.
Team Auto, home of the best price guarantee on Washington, just west of Highway 6.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Locally owned and operated by a member of the Fighting Texas Aggie class of 1993, the Pool Guy has invested his time and money into being a proud member of the Bryan College Station community for 19 years. As the premier service provider in BCS, the Pool Guy staff has answers for all things about swimming pools. Whether you need service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, new construction, or complete pool renovations, visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200. For the Pool Guy.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. When somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Sunshine remains with us throughout the day, thanks to high pressure covering eastern Texas and the Gulf of Mexico. It'll be warm, highs up around 90, partly cloudy and remaining warm tonight, lows around 70 or so. Clouding up during the day tomorrow, we're 85 to 90, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow night, lows 70 to 75. Lots of clouds for Friday, chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day, highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. U.S. Americans are upset about Monday Night Football.
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
Still, we'll share that with you here in just a little bit. Coach, someone's doing something kind of cool on the sidelines for the Arkansas game. We'll share that with you. And Major League Baseball pennant race stuff as well.
Going to watch the game by looking in the stands rather than on the field? Oh, no. So... Certainly want to apologize for that professional bit of radio prior to the news this morning. We have a computer here that I use, and it has buttons across the top and different functions, obviously, for each button. And so if you punch button F4, that stops the current commercial that's playing. Okay? If you punch 7, that plays the commercial that you have highlighted on the computer. I kept punching number 4 thinking it would do what number 7 was doing.
It's okay. I was just going to pretend nothing happened.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I mean, these kind of things, because just every once in a while. And then I realized, I said, well, you know, I said, let's get the news going. We'll have Kat do that, and I'll restart the program, and we'll just go from there.
You know, it's just a guarantee and one of the hazards of being live,
sure.
Wonderful radio.
It's it. You know,
this is organic radio.
It's it.
At its finest.
If you're listening to satellite programming from a cinder block building in Omaha, that doesn't happen. But I realize...
Is that where Tom is?
I don't know. It's where, all any number of morning shows are.
John Tess is somewhere around here.
I'm not sure. Anyway.
That was good.
Yeah, well, it's overprocessed a little
bit. It's all part of Skynet. I mean, Clear Channel.
Yeah, them too. Oh. No, we're not supposed to say their name.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, it's okay. Don't worry about it. So anyway, so always remember that if you want function button 4 to perform, that is the one that you must punch because button 7 doesn't know that button 4 is doing that, and you really want it to just... I'm just here doing my job, man. I'm going, wow.
Hey, Scott, don't do that in here.
Yeah, well, I don't even know what to do in there. I mean...
Well, it's just the opposite of what you said.
Oh, okay,
so you'd have been okay here.
All right,
but...
well, all right. It would have been just fine then. All right, we'll do that. All right, let's see today. We're going to tell you more about tattoos than you ever thought you wanted to know. We're going to talk about Oprah today because we haven't done that in a while.
Oh.
The Oprah?
Yeah, and we're going to tell you what OPA, actually, as I call it.
The OPA?
Yeah. And we're going to tell you what women spend 17 years of their life doing.
Brushing their hair?
I didn't say that. You're the one who said that. I'm just saying that those are some of the things we'll talk about this morning. And apparently they want the cities and county to come up with money to renovate some football stadium.
Yes, they do.
I guess we could talk about that, too. Yeah. That's what we're here for.
We're going to have a great time together.
Oh, good. Now my other computer is saying, restart me. It's jealous because the right computer did. So. Oh,
we talked too long about the right computer.
That's it. Yeah, I got jealous.
You want me to bring you a cup of hot chocolate?
No,
will that make it better?
I'll pour it on the computer now.
Oh, no.
Scott's having a case of the Mondays.
Yeah, see? There it is. I can't even push the...
Hey, button. The countdown is on at Tom White Chevrolet. Hey, y'all, Bubba Dixon here. We must sell 30 vehicles by this Saturday. That's right. We're giving you the lowest prices of the year to meet our goal of 30 vehicles in just 3 days. Like $10,290 off a new Silverado crew cab. That's over $10,000 off. Remember, we won't lose your business over price. Hurry, the clock is ticking to save big at Tom White Chevrolet.
Plus TTNL stock 52244 includes 4,000 customer cash, 2,000 value coupon, 1,000 trade assist, and 1,500 package savings.
Hey, there you go. 616 News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's National Women's Health and Fitness Day.
Not all year. Just do it for a day.
Or even a week. Just today. Just do that today. Today is Shamu the Whale Day.
Hmm.
And now, remember when they used to be called killer whales?
Yes.
I mean, orcas.
That was part of the attraction. I mean,
orca the
killer
whale.
And then guess what? It started killing people. So they don't do that anymore.
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
That's right. So anyway, and it's Yom Kippur, which is the Jewish Day of Atonement. Ends at sunset today. All right, what do we got for birthday?
Birthday, Serena Williams, speaking of ladies that are in shape.
There you go.
She is 31 today. So is Christina Milian.
I don't know her, but...
The media correspondent from The Voice.
Oh, of course. Now that you say that, I still don't know
who she is. Scott watches The Voice all the time.
All the time. I'm all over it.
Only reason I'm reading this one is I just want to say zombie.
Okay.
It's Sherry Moon Zombie's birthday. She's 42.
Is that Rob Zombie's daughter?
Wife,
okay.
Jim Caviezel is 44.
You know, he's played two parts, Jesus and Bobby Jones, the golfer. Actually, he's on a show now called Person of Interest.
Mm-hmm.
He's on television right now.
Actually, the Bobby Jones thing was really good.
It
was a good movie.
Okay, there you go.
Melissa Sue Anderson is 50 today from Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Which daughter was she?
I don't know.
Since
I didn't watch it, I have no idea.
I wasn't a big fan either.
About it.
It's okay. It's all right. That's not like asking the question, not knowing the answer. It's okay.
Linda Hamilton is 56.
By the way, when we do that in trivia... We call that stupid trivia.
Oh, yeah.
When we ask a trivia question that we don't know the answer to, because that way, you know, we depend on our listeners to come up with that for us. Yeah.
Carlene Carter, 57.
You know, I really, really, really like her music.
I do,
really
too.
Do. Yeah.
I do, too.
She's quite good.
Olivia Newton-John's getting physical at 64.
Yeah. She's been here.
Now,
what is that supposed to mean?
Well, I mean, she played a concert here.
Oh, no, I mean getting physical at 64.
Oh.
That was her biggest hit.
Big hit was get physical.
Yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah, really? Okay.
Where's my walker?
Yeah. And you know what happened? I mean, I was like in the 10th row because I just thought she was a really, really nice-looking lady.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she wasn't in person.
Really?
Yeah, she kind of had some bad side. Well, I mean, bad angles. Yeah, I'm going, well, okay. But anyway.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Annie Robinson, the lady that was the weakest link.
Oh, okay.
Goodbye.
Oh, yeah, whatever happened to her?
She still does that.
Does she?
She's back in Britain.
I had no idea. She was the definition of pleasant, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Kent McCord.
Oh.
70. He was Jim Reed on Adam 12.
Of course.
and Donna Douglas.
Ooh.
Ellie Mae Clampett.
Oh, she's got to be a big girl.
No, no, I think she's a really cool person.
Why?
She became like a children's show host. I don't know. I think she's smart. I think she's pretty. I think she's a good...
You're sure? You're sure we're talking about the same Donna Douglas? The one who was on, like, the Beverly Hillbillies?
Yeah, I'm talking about Ellie Mae Clampett.
Really?
Yeah. She became, like, a children's show host.
Had no idea.
Yeah, and she does puppets, and...
Miss Ellie Mae was staggeringly attractive.
She's 79?
79 today.
Wow. Okay. All right. And the Pillsbury Doughboy. Apparently he's 42. I don't know if you can. But, you know, he looks great.
He's slimmed down.
Think he's looking kind of puffy these days.
But he doesn't have any wrinkles. I mean, that's pretty good because you don't want a wrinkled biscuit.
Ray Benson, the 2011 Texan of the Year and founder of Asleep at the Wheel, is coming to the Brazos Valley. MSC Opus presents the 9-time Grammy winner in a rare solo concert Thursday night, October the 11th at Rudder Theater.
Headed for the station with the bag on my back. I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack. Hear the lonesome whistles, see the smoke from the stash. They crowd around with Democratic fellas named Max. So take me right back to the track. Jack, choo-choo.
Tickets are selling fast. Call 845-1234 or buy online at mscopus.org.
Take me right back to the track. Jack.
The Intimate Gathering Series is sponsored by Sterling Auto Group, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, and First Victoria National Bank. Don't miss Ray Benson, presented by Opus, Thursday, October the 11th in Rudder Theater. Call 845-1234.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Why does Obama obsess on this video? Have you asked any of you asked that question? Why draw attention to all of this? Obama's obsessing on it. Because the one thing Obama doesn't want anybody to do is to kind of figure out that the video didn't have anything to do with what happened. Nothing. It's an excuse. It serves as an excuse for him. And he believes that if he blames the attacks on the consulate in Benghazi, it masks his own failure, the own collapse of his own foreign policy. If this was spontaneous, unplanned, not against America, but a spontaneous, unplanned protest directed at the video, Obama thinks he's off the hook. And the media is giving him that pass.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, honey, did you see our utility bill this month?
I sure did. It's ridiculous. I wish there was a way to cut it down.
Actually, there is. My friend at work just installed a ductless mini-split system from Fujitsu. He was tired of cooling and heating the ducts in his walls and attic. Fujitsu systems are ductless, so they cool in summer and heat in winter.
Really? With the kids away at school, will we still have to heat and cool their rooms?
Fujitsu systems allow us to set each room to a different temperature, so we're not paying to comfort rooms we're not using. Fujitsu's new Halcyon Hybrid Flex inverters can comfort up to 8 zones for personalized constant comfort.
Wow, that sounds efficient. I'm so tired of wasting money heating and cooling the entire house.
Fujitsu mini splits are quiet and so energy efficient, they could cut our monthly utility bill by 30%. Plus, many utility companies offer rebates of $300 or more. It's the perfect solution.
Sounds great.
Fujitsu General means comfort and savings all year round. Find out how much money you can save by going to ConstantComfort.com and clicking on the energy calculator. That's ConstantComfort.com.
There's a movement afoot in Texas, a movement, I tell you, that once it gets rolling will transform the entire state from Beaumont to Presidio, from Lubbock to Brownsville, and all points in between. Folks are tired of their 52-inch waistlines, their butt-filled ashtrays, their untoned muscles, and they're saying a very vocal
no!
And they're doing something about it together. Am I right?
Yes!
Communities are organizing farmers markets. They're opening hike and bike trails in their parks and greenbelts. They're challenging each other to quit tobacco. And why?
It's fun!
That's right. It's fun to wake up feeling better every day. It's fun to know you're avoiding chronic disease and conditions later in life, like cancer, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, and early death. So put down your French fries, cigarettes, and remote controls. Join the movement and give yourself a fighting chance to feel better today and prevent chronic disease later in life. And one more thing.
Long live Texans!
Louder!
Long live Texans!
Learn how to get your community going. Go to longlivetexans.com.
Wireless bills are growing. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. If your wireless bill is eating up a bigger share of your household budget, you have a lot of company. The government says the amount of money Americans have been spending on phone bills has risen over the last 4 years, while other discretionary spending for restaurant meals, clothing, and entertainment has declined. Now, cellular providers are hoping we'll be willing to pay even more to take advantage of the faster speeds offered by their state-of-the-art networks. Barnes & Noble will introduce two high-definition versions of its Nook tablet. The bookseller will roll out a $199 device with a 7-inch screen. A Nook tablet with a 9-inch screen will cost $269. This has been another decent month for auto sales, though Kelley Blue Book says the number of vehicles sold will likely fall just short of the August total. Kelley Blue Book says sales for 2012 are on track to be up 7 to 10% from 2011. Stock market futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
IBM System X x86 servers and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
This is Charles Osgood. Every day, where do I see the independent spirit our country was founded on? In small business owners. We rely on them, and they rely on the UPS store. From packing and shipping to professional printing to mailbox services, small business owners get help from the UPS store. But perhaps the best thing they get is the feeling that they're not alone out there. And even for those with a strong independent streak, that's a rather reassuring feeling.
We love small business. We love logistics. To find the location near you, visit theupsstore.com.
Hey, Brazos Valley Weather Forecast got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Got another warm one today, about 94. Again, it happens, but we prefer it's not 94 at the end of September. 71 for low temperature tonight, and then we will gradually get cooler, because we're going to have some more clouds come in, which may help a little bit, and of course, better than that, a chance of showers. Chances 30% on Friday and Friday night, then up to 40% during the day on Saturday and 30% on Saturday night, so we'll keep our fingers crossed on that. Temperatures probably will be in the middle to upper 80s, and the low temperatures each night will be down, again, around 70 or so. Right now, humidity is 91%. The winds are calm, and it's 72 degrees.
This is Tony Morelos with W. Gibson Insurance. We know that your home is probably one of your most valuable assets, and it is important to find the best homeowner's insurance to properly cover it. At W.E. Gibson, we represent over 30 insurance companies. Why just shop with one or two companies when W.E. Gibson Insurance can match you with one of our many companies to give you the best homeowners coverage at the best price? We're in the Yellow Pages, so give us a call. I think that you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W.E. Gibson Insurance to insure their homes.
When it comes to career, is it better to be good at something you're passionate about, or be passionate about something you're good at? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Did you know that certain gold and silver coins can be added to your retirement accounts? It's a fact. For years, investors have been adding popular coins like the gold and silver American Eagles to their IRAs and old 401ks. More importantly, gold and silver have quadrupled in value within the past 10 years. Major banks and credible analysts around the world are forecasting even more demand for both gold and silver in the coming years. Isn't it about time for you to consider adding gold to your retirement accounts? When it comes to adding physical metals to your retirement accounts, no one makes it easier and faster than American Bullion. Call now for your free gold guide at 800-664-8864. Find out how to add U.S. minted gold and silver coins to your IRA and old 401k. Call the most trusted name in the industry today, American Bullion. 800-664-8864. Call for your free gold guide. 800-664-8864.
It turns out the career advice to follow your passion may not be so good.
The research says people love their jobs not because it matched a pre-existing interest. They love their jobs because it has traits like autonomy and competence and impact and creativity.
Cal Newport, author of the book So Good They Can't Ignore You, says follow your passion is not the career advice most successful people take.
When I sat down and dived into the life stories of dozens of people who do love their career, the core, 9 times out of 10, of this love for their career came from them becoming very good at something rare and valuable. That rare and valuable skill is like an elixir for loving your job. It gives you a sense of mastery and competence. It also is your leverage to shape the career in the direction you want. So it's skills that lead to passion, not following your passion to skills.
Which means that for any one individual, lots of jobs and career choices can work.
Once you're in the job, if you want to know what skills to develop, look to the stars in your field and say, what do they do well that other people don't?
But if your career goal is to follow your passion, you will likely be disappointed.
So in the exact 20-year period that we've been insisting on following your passion, job satisfaction, especially among the people who listen to this advice most, young people, has been going down, which tells me this is a failed experiment.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30 at 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, VZ, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Local government officials met Monday with the chancellor of the Texas A&M system about the future expansion of Kyle Field. Bill Oliver has details.
System spokesman Steve Moore, reading a prepared statement from Chancellor John Sharp, says a proposal between $425 and $450 million would increase seating to more than 103,000.
We had a very productive discussion with the city and county leaders yesterday concerning the future of Kyle Field. There are a myriad of decisions to be considered. I'm pleased that we have begun the process.
On Tuesday, the Convention and Visitors Bureau and Chamber of Commerce met with the local media, elected officials, and others interested in the economic impact of A&M home football games. Chamber Board Chairman Ben Down says he's concerned about moving those games out of town for a Kyle Field renovation.
We're worried about what will happen to the businesses. We're worried about losing 1,000 jobs and what happens to us if that happens, if the games go away. We're worried about what happens when businesses have to start closing. You don't really want to see those signs. I know as a commercial, I think commercial real estate people are not happy to see going out of business sale signs in their properties.
College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney is also a member of the CVB board.
There are ways for Brian and College Station to help in this project, and certainly without tapping into the general fund. That's why we have the hotel occupancy tax. And that hotel occupancy tax, with a stadium that has increased capacity, the ability to host more events, that tax would grow.
The consultants' reports are on our website at WTAW.com. Among other findings, if Kyle Field was closed, are the losses of $21 million in payroll and nearly $3 million in property taxes. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Hearing the suspect's voice helped two victims of an armed robbery show Bryan police where to make the arrest. Officer John Agnew says this was Monday night in the parking lot and courtyard of an apartment complex along Lake Street between Cabot and South Texas.
Eventually a person of interest was located who happened to be in the area at the time of the robbery, but his clothes had changed. And it was actually from the victims noticing the way that the victim had spoke. Did they realize that that was the possible suspect? And once questioned by police, the subject had a gun on his person and some cash matching that which was taken.
After a brief struggle, 33-year-old James Chaffin was taken to jail for aggravated robbery, which was his 14th arrest in the last 15 years, according to jail records. College Station police had traffic control duty yesterday at the scene of 3 traffic accidents that left 8 people injured. During lunch, a 3-vehicle wreck at University in Copperfield resulted in motorists being rerouted for 2 hours. 2 drivers and 1 passenger were taken to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Last night on the freeway, a 2-vehicle collision in the southbound lanes near the Harvey Road exit sent 3 to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and a 4th person being checked at the scene. And a pedestrian was taken to the hospital with severe injuries after they were struck last night while crossing University near Tarot. Police say the unidentified victim was not in a crosswalk when they were hit by a Dodge Durango so hard that the driver's side mirror came off the SUV. The driver didn't stop, and the victim was ticketed for failing to yield the right of way. Local business people are invited to share their professional experiences. Dina Gaskin at the Chamber of Commerce says the upcoming Youth to Career Day can make a big difference in the life of a young person.
You can kind of showcase your profession, but the main thing is to chat with these kids so that they have a little bit more information on maybe some things that they are not aware of. Mm-hmm. Their worlds are pretty small. They really only know what mom, dad, and maybe an aunt and uncle do for a living. So we're wanting to broaden their horizons a little bit as they plan their high school schedules in the upcoming months.
Registration information for the annual event to be held October 24th is on our website at WTAW.com. An arrest has been made from the Monday murder of a Grimes County man. 55-year-old James Allen Bundage of Stoneham is accused of shooting his neighbor, 56-year-old Patrick David McHale. Sheriff Don Saul says Bundage was arrested at least once following several past run-ins with McHale.
Verbal conflicts. There was an issue last August in 2011. He was arrested for a terrorist threat and went to court on that. Yes, it's been a long time. Some conflict they have between each other.
Investigators say Monday's shooting came after McHale told Bundage he had placed rat poison around his barns and warned Bundage to put up his pit bulls to keep them away from the poison. WTAW News Time is 6:35 at 70 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Imagine having a life so fascinating that Ron Howard is making a movie of your story. That is New York Times bestselling author Dr. Jill Bolte Taylor's experience, and she'll be here Friday, September 28th at 5:30. At the Bush Library to share her fascinating journey. The event is free to the public as part of the Texas Brain and Spine Institute's annual Neuroscience Symposium. Register today, 731-1231 or txbsi.com.
Save Our Streets Ministries is celebrating its 11th annual banquet, What Faith Can Do, sponsored by Galleria Day Spa and KBTX Media on October 2nd from 6:30 to 8 p.m. SOS invests in lives to rescue, restore, and release families from a drug and gang-infested environment where abuse, poverty, and violence are a way of life.
I grew up in a gang and a drug-dealing family. My kid's father was abusive, and I was just miserable. I believed God didn't care. At SOS, I found a loving God who had something better.
Call 775-5357 or go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
All right, people, we've got a bleeder. Hold this.
What?
Just hold this.
Look, I just fixed the copy machine.
It's no different than a paper jam.
You need a nurse or something.
Give me your hand, copy girl. Okay, squeeze.
Really?
It's not easy finding qualified employees.
Having trouble finding qualified local employees? For medical staffing, log on to AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Put down the toner. There's a patient that has a broken femur that needs an x-ray.
Where?
Just follow the screen.
Is he bloody?
Use as many words as you like for one low price. We're AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Brazos RV buyers, check this out. The weather's getting cooler. The deals are getting hotter on fifth wheels and toy haulers at RV Station in Bryan. Grab your motorcycle, your four-wheeler, whatever means fun to your family, and hit the road this fall in a brand new Puma 27 SBU. Take $7,700 off MSRP. Are you ready for this? Travel the country in style and luxury in a brand new V-Cross BCF 305. Take $15,900 off MSRP. RV Station, the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Brands like Jayco, Puma, Raptor, and many more. Brands built to last for decades. Before you make a buying decision, hurry to RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or shop over 250 campers online, rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Right now at Batteries Plus, you can save $15 on any of the hundreds of laptop or netbook batteries we carry, which means you won't have to worry about your laptop losing power and shutting down unexpectedly. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place. Savings after mail-in rebate. Other exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman now through September 30th and earn a $15 reward card with the purchase of laptop batteries. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
6:39, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 7752-WAY.
High pressure, it's controlling our weather this morning. The system is situated across a wide section of Texas and the Gulf of Mexico. That means lots of sunshine for today. Highs will be up close to 90 degrees. For tonight, we're going to be partly cloudy. We'll get down to about 70 to 75. Tomorrow, it's going to cloud up. Highs will be 85 to 90. Clouds may be a thunderstorm tomorrow night, 70. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday, highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports, coming up here in about 12 minutes. If even if you're not a football fan, you more than likely have heard something about what happened on Monday night, so much so even in the United States that the candidates are weighing in on it. Both of them. We'll share information on that here for you in just a little bit. Coach Sumlin and his crew will do something kind of cool on the Arkansas game on the sidelines, and we'll fill you in, plus Major League Baseball and more coming up.
I mean, really, it's football when it's all said and done. And again, it's professional football, which I really couldn't care less about.
See, I'm a big pro fan.
Yeah, right. Football can be a beautiful thing.
Well, whatever, and that's fine. But, you know, it's to the point, I'm sorry, I'm old school. You know what? The Green Bay Packers and the Pittsburgh Steelers and for a time the Dallas Cowboys were just better than everybody else.
Yep.
Deal with it. The Oakland Raiders were good. Deal with it. But now we're to the point where, on any given Sunday, which just means that it's mediocre all the way through. But it would seem to me that the leader of the free world has more important things to do.
Like being on The View.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, but it
personally,
just...
I'd rather know that my president was talking about football than being on The View, but...
And you see, this is the whole deal, is what they try to do is they try to humanize these people. They try to make us think they're just like us. Now, you take some guy who, you know, downs about three or four beers every night when he goes home and he stops at the bar to watch football, or maybe on Monday night he goes to the bar, whatever. You're trying to make me believe that Mitt Romney really cares whether or not the Green Bay guy or the Seattle guy caught the football. I mean,
I think Ryan really does, because I think he's a football fan. I think he's a Packers fan.
I believe that Obama is a sports fan. I do. I think that he is a sports fan. Of course, also consider that we're talking Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Swing state.
Yeah, it is a state that is in play politically. So, but I mean, the very idea, and believe me, presidents have gotten in the middle of labor disputes before.
Yep.
I mean, going all the way back to the railroads and certainly in the auto industry. But
the air traffic controllers.
Sure, exactly. Yeah, when he just told them all.
You're done.
Yep, he fired them and sent them on their way. But for the president to feel like he needs to express an opinion about, as he says, I've been saying we've got to get our refs back. Our refs, really? Are these guys and gals who are calling the NFL foreigners? Are they from Slovakia and we didn't know it? I mean, I think they're U.S. Americans too.
They are. In this case, that some of them were officiating the lingerie league.
Yeah, very what? Nice. Very yeah, nice.
I'm not making that up.
Cool. Now, and you see, and again, the guy blew the call. I don't think there's much doubt about that. But, you know, he's got a family. You think his kids have been able to go to school since then? You know, can his wife show up at the, you know, at her job or at the grocery store, people whispering behind their hands, you know who that is. You know, at her
mumble.
Exactly.
She was working at Foot Locker last week.
Exactly. And see, and he's called in sick from his regular job, which I don't know what it is, I'm sure, from all this. But the fact that the candidates want to do that just so they can, connect with us on some level.
They're being relevant.
Oh, of course they are. That's exactly. Well,
you never know. They might actually care.
They could.
There's lots of people that have kind of surprising interests.
Well, I believe Obama does follow sports. I think he likes doing that because it's more fun than being president, you know. not nearly as much pressure involved to sit down and watch, you know, a team play sports than to actually do your job, but nonetheless. But last week, Mitt Romney talked about how he liked Snooki. Now, you know.
Yeah.
He has no idea who Snooki is. It's not, hey, Ann, quick, I'm so glad that I captured this week's Jersey Shore on the DVR. while we're on the campaign plane so that I can watch it now. Yeah, I'm thinking that.
It could happen.
It could. I'm just thinking the chances are pretty dang
that
slim.
Maybe that is his one guilty pleasure.
That's it. And we're just
because
I
don't know who Snooki is.
Yeah, she's on Jersey Shore. So next time you see the
president,
I have
a vague idea of what Jersey Shore is. I'll ask Mitt Romney the next time I eat dinner with him.
Anything beyond vague is probably more energy than you need to, I think. Jersey Shore. I haven't seen it, but I don't know. Hey, Al Gore reportedly plans to host a TV special called The Dirty Weather Report, where he will blame everything from hurricanes to drought on pollution and greenhouse gas.
I think we should blame it on the internet.
I hope he's on
the invented it.
That's right. I'm hoping he's on the widescreen so we can get him all in there.
Ooh.
He's let himself go a little bit.
He has plumped up a little.
Now that he's not on the campaign trail anymore, which you'd think probably eating that chicken had caused that to happen. But anyway, so the president speaking yesterday before the United Nations General Assembly, and I only saw bits and pieces of it, but one of the things he said was among the checklist of things the United States is doing is we're ending the war in Afghanistan on schedule. Okay, I didn't know there was a schedule for war.
I thought you wanted to end it as soon as possible.
Yeah, I thought victory was the way that you ended a war. And okay, all right, so we're not going to do that, but getting our people out of there on schedule. That's because we want to make sure the enemy knows when we're not going to be there anymore. So that, I know, they'll
teach that in Annapolis, don't they?
Sure they do. Yeah, they'll fight till the last day. Or maybe they just hide out until we leave. But, yeah, for him to decide to say on schedule, I thought was rather interesting. And
that caused a big blow up on television for quite a while.
I understand. And Hillary Clinton raised a few eyebrows yesterday. I don't know if
I didn't see that.
Well, she sounded a call for global taxation.
I beg your pardon?
Yep. To try to cure the world's financial ills. She was speaking at the Clinton Global Initiative. I guess her husband finally let her do that. And she said, but can he say to her, if you behave yourself? I mean, he can't say that to anybody.
Well, see, I thought she was the one in control.
I was going to say, she probably told him, I'm going to speak here.
There you go. Yeah, make a spot for me. She said, her quote, one of the issues that I've been preaching about around the world is collecting taxes in an equitable manner, especially from the elites in every country. It is a matter of fact that around the world, the elites of every country are making money. Okay, is she going to write the first check?
For sure.
Yeah, let's see her hand over her check for ever how much.
It's always easy to spend someone else's money.
Yes, ma'am, you're right about that. And Tony Blair yesterday, kind of an interesting thing, he was on MSNBC's Morning Joe, he basically told the United States, give up on being loved.
What?
He said, if I were you, I would sort of give up on being loved. If it's your ambition, as still the world's greatest power, to give up on it because it's just not going to happen. And later on, he was on Fox and Friends, and he said, in America, you see these pictures of people burning the flag and out on the street and so on, and you just got to understand that there is another side to all of that, which is actually the people who admire America, respect it, and needs to be strong. But he said, just give up on being loved, just be strong. And that's interesting. I mean, I can remember for decades we used foreign aid to kind of buy love from other countries. You know, here, will you like me if I give you money? And, it got us into all sorts of situations. So he may have a point there. Just continue to be strong as a country and understand that there are always going to be people who don't like you. I mean, just get over that. Just be the strong country that we can be. So.
But Mr. Obama fixed all that.
Oh, sure he did. Yeah, they all love
it. They all love it.
Oh, yeah.
Golf man, do you want to see an Aggie football game at Kyle Field? Tickets are available for Arkansas, Sam Houston State, and Missouri. Get your tickets now to keep the sellout streak alive at Kyle Field. For ticket information, log on to AggieAthletics.com or call the 12th Man Foundation Ticket Center. Toll free, 1-888-99-AGGIE. That's 1-888-99-AGGIE. Aggie football. Gig 'em.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 29th, it's cool season forages. It's time to think about fall forages, and we'll discuss types and management tips to help you be more successful.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Most of the really serious insect pests that trouble Texas landscape and garden plants reach their population peaks in the summertime. A few lag behind, however, and these are the ones that we need to watch for as temperatures fall and autumn sets in. Let's make a list in an effort to keep ahead of the bugs, the fall insects of which you need to beware. Is that good grammar? I'll have details right after this message. It's my 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar in production right now. This is our pre-production offer, and you need to contact us right away if you'd like to save 38% on the calendar that will tell you when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. More than 10,000 words. That's a lot of information on when to do the important tasks in gardening in the Lone Star State. I save my best photos each year for the calendar. It makes a lovely publication. I will guarantee your satisfaction with it, or I'll refund every penny you pay. Now, here is the best way to save 38% on the calendar: by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. It's 26 years we've been publishing the magazine. Each has been designated as the best of its kind in America. The calendar, a full year of our magazine, all just $36.95, $3 postage on the calendar. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Fall webworms are common on pecans, persimmons, and mulberries. They're quite similar to the eastern tent caterpillars that web all over those same trees in late spring and summer. The easiest way to eradicate them is with a long-handled pole pruner. If you cut the small webs out before they fully engulf their limbs, you can minimize the damage and bad looks. You can spray for them by using a general-purpose insecticide such as malathion, but you'll need to mix in a couple of drops of liquid detergent to help the spray penetrate into the webs. It's too much trouble. Prune them out. Ignore them. I don't care what you do. It's not worth spraying them. Fall webworms. Grubworm damage may begin to show up in your turf if the lawn is weakening, turning yellow, and if you can pull on it and it comes loose easily from the runners, from the soil, runners and all, like a bad toupee, then that's grubworm damage and you need to apply Merit or one of the other general-purpose turf insecticides. They're hard to control if you wait much longer. When you apply the insecticide, water it in deeply. Most lawns do not have grubworm damage. If you're raising a fall garden, or if you've planted new annuals for fall, winter, or spring color, watch for aphids. You can always identify aphids by their pear-shaped bodies and by the way they cluster near the newest foliage at the growing tips of their host plants. Aphids give birth to living young without mating, so populations can explode quickly. In fact, it's aphids that have been causing sticky sap to drop from pecans, oaks, and crepe myrtles over the past several weeks. Watch out for stinging caterpillars in the fall. Puss caterpillars, hag moth caterpillars, and larvae of the I.O. moth are all found in Texas. There are other stinging caterpillars. It's best to assume that something's going to sting you if you don't know what it is. Don't be touching those caterpillars. Oh, and yellow jackets also proliferate in fall's cooler weather, and they are aggressive. I don't like to kill wasps and hornets, but yellow jackets go after a child. They'll go after me. And so for those, I'll either knock the nest down or I'll use one of the long throw sprays. You have to be careful. The propellants in those will damage foliage. I'm Neil Sperry. I'll help you pick your focal points wisely in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
The countdown is on at Tom White Chevrolet. Hey y'all, Bubba Dixon here. We must sell 30 vehicles by this Saturday. That's right, we're giving you the lowest prices of the year to meet our goal of 30 vehicles in just 3 days. Like $10,290 off a new Silverado crew cab. That's over $10,000 off. Remember, we won't lose your business over price. Hurry, the clock is ticking to save big at Tom White Chevrolet.
Plus TTNL stock 52244 includes 4,000 customer cash, 2,000 value coupon, 1,000 trade assist, and 1,500 package savings.
Morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. The Twitterverse, the U.S. America, Everybody's still on fire about the Monday night game. The NFL is agreeing with the replay official's decision not to overturn the controversial call on the final play of the Seattle-Green Bay game, where Seattle won 14-12. Now, here's quarterback Aaron Rodgers from the Green Bay Packers and his thoughts.
I got to do something that the NFL is not going to do, and I have to apologize to the fans. Our sport is generated, the multi-billion dollar machine is generated by people who pay good money to come watch us play. And the product that's on the field is not being complemented by an appropriate set of officials. The games are getting out of control.
Now, the league does say the Seahawks receiver Golden Tate should have been flagged for offensive pass interference before catching the last second TD. But that is not a correctable error in replay. Here's Pete Carroll, the head coach and executive vice president of the Seattle Seahawks, with the other side.
Yeah, I don't care. I could care less about all that stuff. You know, the game's played. They called it. Well, we played with the officials that they set out there. We played with the team that they put out there. And at the end of it, we throw the ball up, and Golden makes an extraordinary effort. It's a great protection. It's a great throw. It's a great attempt at the ball, and he wins the battle. And they were right on the point, looking right at it, standing right over the thing, and they reviewed it. And whether they missed the push or not, obviously they missed the push in there in the battle for the ball. But that stuff goes on all the time, and they see it, they don't see it. That happens with the officials. And so the result is they called it, and the league backed it up, game over, we win.
And again, to show you how much this is blown up, both presidential candidates were talking about it when it comes to Las Vegas. $200 million swayed on that one play in the Vegas lines, and fantasy football players, some 70,000 teams, changed points because of that final action. All right, now we turn to Fighting Texas Aggie football. Coach Sumlin did something kind of cool for the press conference yesterday. He brought up the Fanning family. One of the children has Duchesne MD, and this week the coach is going to do something along with the other coaches on the sideline.
You'll see this weekend a lot of coaches, including myself, wearing a patch. It's a Coach for Cure patch to cure MD, Duchesne muscular dystrophy. I've been involved in as a head coach for a long time. You'll see a number of coaches across the country this weekend with a patch on their sleeve to raise awareness. And I just wanted to make sure that you guys knew what that was about, what the patch is about, because some people won't know. They'll just see coaches with that on. But it's something that the AFCA is very, very involved in, and so are we here. So.
And we'll wrap things up with baseball. The Stros came up with some defensive gems last night.
It's line to second. Altuve with a flip to Lowry. Molina allows himself to be doubled off from 4-6, and it's no runs, a hit, and a man left. A line drive, double play.
But to no avail, Jamie Garcia pitched 7 sharp innings, and John Jay drove in 2 runs to help the Cardinals improve their playoff chances. 4-0 over Houston last night.
Pitch is lined into right at the base hit. Kinsler got a late start, and he's being held up at third base. The ball gets away from Brandon Moss. Now Kinsler is waved home. Elvis is waved home. Hamilton all the way to third base. 2 runs are in, and the Rangers lead 2-0.
And that was all they could manage last night. A 10th inning dinger moves the A's within 4 games of the AL West leading Rangers. Final score there, 3-2. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career, I have handled just about everything. The other day, I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchasers of his property. I handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee. And so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have him call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Brazos RV buyers, check this out. The weather's getting cooler. The deals are getting hotter on fifth wheels and toy haulers at RV Station in Bryan. Grab your motorcycle, your four-wheeler, whatever means fun to your family, and hit the road this fall in a brand new Puma 27 SBU. Take $7,700 off MSRP. Are you ready for this? Travel the country in style and luxury in a brand new V-Cross VCF 305. Take $15,900 off MSRP. RV Station, the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Brands like Jayco, Puma, Raptor, and many more. Brands built to last for decades. Before you make a buying decision, hurry to RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or shop over 250 campers online.
RV Cast brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. Brazos Valley Recycling, a simple choice, a huge impact. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com. Well, going to be warm again today, about 94 via high temperature. Not quite as warm as we head toward the end of the week with a chance of rain on Friday night and Saturday. 72 now, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Can Mitt Romney win the White House without winning Ohio? No Republican has.
We're not going to have four more years of Barack Obama.
Romney's on a tour across Ohio. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Westerville.
And some 1,200 people can fit here in the Westerville South High School gym, and it looks like it's pretty close to capacity here with this program just getting underway. Golf legend Jack Nicklaus, an Ohio native, will also hit the stage with Mitt Romney. The former Massachusetts governor told a Dayton area crowd yesterday that the single most important election issue is the economy.
How in the world these kids think they ought to vote for Barack Obama? Is beyond me. It's like, look at your friends. Half of you can't find work. Don't you understand where he's taking this country?
Up next for Romney, a roundtable in Cleveland and a rally in Toledo. Romney's trailing in several polls in Ohio. Dave?
Yeah, Jennifer, the president is not going to let Romney have Ohio all to himself. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live at the White House.
Bowling Green State and Kent State, the president's Buckeye State venues later today as he focuses on his administration's record on China and blasts Mitt Romney for being part of the problem. He'll hit Romney hard over his investments in China, including the Chinese version of YouTube, which is filled with stolen American videos, and a Chinese electronics company that Microsoft is suing for pirating its software, Dave.
Rich, more Americans are still against Obamacare, 49% to 44% in a new AP poll, but 7 in 10 do not think it'll ever be repealed, and most want the states to have a strong say in the health care overhaul. It's Iran's turn at the UN to perhaps again issue more nuclear denials and maybe again call for Israel's destruction. Before today's speech, President Ahmadinejad told AP the U.S. is a bully.
They command from behind the microphone. They impose their wills on how things ought to be done.
Americans murdered in the Caribbean. Arraignment is today in St. Martin for a man accused of killing a couple from South Carolina found dead at their beachfront condo. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The chilly weather's just around the corner, folks, and a lot of people will be adjusting their thermostat down to save money. Quicken Loans has an adjustable rate mortgage that saves money, too. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans, and I'd like to tell you about our amazing 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The initial rate on this great program is just 2.625%, APR 2.94%. Do you want to reduce the cost of your mortgage? Do you plan on moving or refinancing in the next 5 to 7 years? Do you want the lowest rate available? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, our Quicken Loans 7-1 arm could save you stacks of cash. Again, the super low initial rate is 2.625%, APR 2.94%, and it's locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Why pay a boatload more interest on a 30-year fix to borrow the same amount of money for the next 7 years? With a 7-1 arm, you don't have to. Call 800-QUICKEN right now. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You have the best smile.
Thanks. I have to thank Aaron's Family Dentistry for that.
But you're the one doing the smiling.
It's easy to smile when Dr. Aaron's keeps my smile looking so good.
Enjoy convenience with a personal touch at Aaron's Family Dentistry. Hi, I'm Dr. Karen Aaron's, and you'll smile too when you visit my husband Jim and me and experience our big city benefits with a small town feel. Call 268-1407. Like us on Facebook or visit us online at arentsdds.com.
What can you do to slow down the aging process? Find out in the upcoming winter issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine.
Brazos Wellness is a local health and wellness publication filled exclusively with local articles from local experts. Articles about breast cancer awareness, mental health, and senior wellness are also included in this issue. To advertise in the Brazos Wellness magazine, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting, 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
Does your business want to go green and not know how? Let award-winning Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest certified recycling and composting facilities in the state, recycles over 200 tons per day from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. A customized recycling program, both simple and affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial. 260-0006 or BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
Ray Benson, the 2011 Texan of the Year and founder of Asleep at the Wheel, is coming to the Brazos Valley. MSC Opus presents the 9-time Grammy winner in a rare solo concert, Thursday night, October the 11th in Rutter Theater.
Headed for the station with the bag on my back. I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the rickety-clack. Hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stash. They crowd around with Democratic fellas named Max. So take me right back to the track. Jack, choo-choo.
Tickets are selling fast. Call 845-1234 or buy online at mscopus.org.
Take me right back to the track, Jack.
The Intimate Gathering Series is sponsored by Sterling Auto Group, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, and First Victoria National Bank. Don't miss Ray Benson, presented by Opus, Thursday, October the 11th in Rutter Theater. Call 845-1234.
Hey, just a few days left at September being Rolex Service Month, and I actually need to get in there that week. Remember, David closed on Mondays, but bring your Rolex by. Have Jerry Zerbe, who is a certified Rolex technician, do the work on the watch, and you get a $100 gift certificate toward a future purchase at David Gardner. So remember that for the month of September, and for the month of just about any time when you need a gift for a special person or a special time or a special remembrance. Remember, David Gardner's, you know, since they've been around for about 30 years, and they have designers beyond David and his staff. I mean, there are lots of different choices for you to make. Good chance that you'll find something there in their display case that will work for you, whether you're looking for maybe one large stone that's accented in some ways, or maybe lots of little different stones, colored stones. Anything that you really would like to have, from basics of diamond studs to pearls, any of those things are available right now at David Gardner's. But even still, if you would like to have something designed specially for you, they can do that for you. Do the metal work in the back where they have their own foundry, and then, of course, the jeweler's bench right out front to do that work as well. The official jeweler of Aggie Athletics at 911 University Drive for special occasions or any time. And remember, again, Rolex Service Month since September at David Gardner's.
The countdown is on at Tom Light Chevrolet. Hey, y'all, Bubba Dixon here. We must sell 30 vehicles by this Saturday. That's right. We're giving you the lowest prices of the year to meet our goal of 30 vehicles in just 3 days. Like $10,290 off a new Silverado crew cab. That's over $10,000 off. Remember, we won't lose your business over price. Hurry, the clock is ticking to say big at Tom Light Chevrolet.
Plus TTNL stock 52244. Four includes 4,000 customer cash, 2,000 value coupon, 1,000 trade assist, and 1,500 package savings.
WTAW News Time is 7:07 at 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwerneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The economic impact of moving A&M home football games out of town to expand Kyle Field was put into numbers Tuesday. Bill Oliver has that story.
An international consultant hired by the Chamber of Commerce and Convention and Visitors Bureau determined a loss of more than 900 jobs, $21 million in payroll, and nearly $3 million in property taxes. Among the affected would be state representative and small business owner John Rainey.
Well, it's scary that we're talking about $177 million that will be affected in our community should we lose football games, and I sure hope that doesn't come about. It's an important part of our community.
CVB Board Chairman Hunter Goodwin hopes the joint report will contribute to the decision-making process by A&M.
We have done a good job, and we being the community and the leadership, and
and investing in the best to quantify and measure those facts. I hope that we will be given that same courtesy back from the university moving forward, because I think any partnership is based in good facts, and hopefully that transparency and that communication will continue to facilitate as we move forward in this decision.
A&M System Chancellor John Sharp released a statement through spokesman Steve Moore.
I've not had the opportunity to review the report, but look forward to assessing the estimates. Kyle Field and Texas A&M football are very important to the students, faculty, staff, former students, and community. It's important that all of us work together to continue their success.
Moore says Sharp met Monday with local government officials about contributing $38 million towards a Kyle Field expansion, estimated to cost between $425 and $450 million. Moore says seating would increase to more than 103,000. Online at WTAW.com are the consultants' reports and comments from Tuesday's news conference. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Three traffic accidents in College Station yesterday resulted in a total of 8 injuries. That includes a pedestrian who was struck last night by a hit-and-run driver while crossing University near Taro. Witnesses say a newer model Dodge Durango struck the person so hard the driver's side mirror was knocked off the vehicle. The unidentified victim, who was taken to the hospital with severe injuries, was not in a crosswalk and was ticketed for failing to yield the right of way. Also last night, a crash on the freeway near the Harvey Road exit resulted in 3 people being transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and a 4th with a possible injury. And lunchtime traffic was shut down at a major intersection for 2 hours following a 3-vehicle wreck. This was at University in Copperfield, involving 2 cars and a pickup. 2 people inside the truck and the driver of one of the cars were transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Bryan police making an arrest had a struggle with an armed suspect. Officer John Agnew says no one was injured in the Monday night incident on Lake Street between South Texas and Cabot.
This officer, for safety reasons, asked when he was speaking to that person if he could pat him down for weapons just so he'd make him feel comfortable since we were dealing with a robbery. And that's when the officer ended up reaching around and feeling a gun in his waistband. And there was a short struggle. The officer had to draw his pistol and told the subject, he better not move. And at that time, the subject decided not to move anymore. They recovered the pistol, the cash, and placed him in custody.
33-year-old James Chaffin, who lives in the apartment complex where the arrest took place, is accused of taking cash and credit cards from 2 other residents. According to jail records, this was Chaffin's 14th arrest in the last 15 years. October 24th is the date of the Chamber of Commerce annual Youth to Career Day. The Chamber's Dina Gaskin says now is the time for businesses to sign up.
We have about 2,000 to 3,000 eighth graders come in for that, and we're always needing more businesses to come out there and interact with these students. It's free if you're available. You can rotate in multiple employees. If you have an association that you're a part of, we encourage that.
More information is available through our website at WTAW.com. And a Stoneham man is in the Grimes County Jail accused of the Monday murder of a neighbor. 55-year-old James Allen Bundage was arrested Tuesday for the shooting death of 56-year-old Patrick David McHale. Grimes County Sheriff Don Saul told partner station Navasota News the pair has a history of run-ins with each other over the past 8 years.
The victim raised dogs, or hunting dogs, for customers, trained, and another person has some pit bulls that would get over there sometimes. It was constant fence line dividing them. It was a constant conflict they had, yeah.
Investigators say Bundage became enraged after McHale warned him to put his pit bulls up so they would not eat the rat poison he had placed around his barns. WTW News Time is 7:12 at 70 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Searching for a laid-back evening with comfortable seating and the opportunity for quiet conversation, Downtown Uncorked in historic downtown Bryan is the solution to the chaotic bar scene or formal restaurant. Over 100 bottles of wine, 20 domestic and craft beers, pizzas, appetizers, and desserts are on the menu. Check Facebook for daily specials and upcoming events such as Pinterest Tuesdays, Women Gone Wine Wednesdays, and Canvas and Cabs. Downtown Uncorked. Life's fast. Uncork. Sip slow.
Your weekends can be completely different. First thing you need to do is you need to stop out and see the folks at RV Station because, you know, they can make sure that any weekend can be a mini vacation for you. And we promise the weather will get cooler. It will. So you can really go out and do the kind of things that you want to do. Now, if taking along your little toy is part of what you do, toy haulers, in other words, they've got those for you right now at RV Station, and they are priced right. For instance, if you've got a motorcycle or a four-wheeler or something like that, then check out the toy hauler that's from Puma. It's priced at $125 a month. It's the 27SBU toy hauler. Now, maybe you're ready to move into a fifth-wheeler, then this is a great time for you to go see one particular fifth-wheel that they have that you might want to check out at RV Station. Would be the V-Cross VCF 305 fifth-wheel. Now, know this, that there are going to be 250 campers that you can check out online at rvstation.com. Online.com. Now, the other thing is, though, go out there and see about, I don't know, 75 different units that you can pick and choose, walk through, make the decision on, and understand that the way technology is advanced, first of all, they get top quality names that you know, like Puma and Jayco, that are built to last and look good for years, and then they've got them priced right because, as we've talked about before, heck, the overhead's just less in Bryan College Station than it is in the big city. So make sure that before you make a buying decision, you go to RV Station at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan again. Shop online at rvstationonline.com. Here's Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Sunshine remains with us throughout the day thanks to high pressure covering eastern Texas and the Gulf of Mexico. It'll be warm, highs up around 90, partly cloudy and remaining warm tonight, lows around 70 or so. Clouding up during the day tomorrow, we're 85 to 90, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow night, lows 70 to 75. Lots of clouds for Friday, chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day, highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coming up just before 8 o'clock, we told you about the Twitterverse and the Monday Night Football thing. It may be the most retweeted post ever in Twitter. We'll cover that for you in just a little bit. Major League Baseball and Coach Sumlin doing some kind of cool stuff for the Arkansas game this Saturday.
Longtime listener called me during the news and said, you know, it concerned him deeply, and I can relate. What is government doing as far as our personal freedoms are concerned? They're making us, as the guy at the auto shop told me the other day, making us buy the worms so other people can go fish because they don't have the money to buy their own worms. In other words, we're helping people out who won't help themselves. And we let that go on, and there is no outrage over that. There's not enough outrage to blow Twitter up. That you're angry that your government spends your money in ways that you don't want them to, that common sense, the days of common sense in government are long gone. The days of political correctness such that we can't do anything for fear it will offend somebody. And this goes on and on and on and on every stinking day. And yet it takes a game to make people get enraged. That's more important to them than their personal freedoms being taken away, than the government taking their money and spending it in ways you don't want them to have elected officials who won't go out and do the right thing for the most people in this country, and yet a stinking football game is what gets people going.
Got to have priorities.
Oh, gosh.
We have the world that we deserve. I mean, we have the world that we have allowed ourselves to have. So, that's... All right, by the way, so let's see, they're going to renovate this big football stadium down the street here, huh?
Rumor has it.
Yeah, well, that's apparently what they're going to do. So
add another 20,000 or so seats.
Something, you know, whatever they decide to do. And apparently the chancellor of the A&M system had a meeting with some of the officials of the cities and county and said, you know, it's going to cost some money. And we're thinking, the number I have in mind might be between $35 and $40 million. And we think these entities should, in fact, participate in. How's that?
The fact is, everyone keeps comparing it to Baylor. And, I have heard a few people make jokes, but it's totally different.
It is. Some people do, but it's not. The Baylor thing is different because...
Well, because they planned it 30 years in advance and set up the piece of land so that they could be accumulating that money for 30 years. Yeah. It's not like they just randomly decided to do it and then asked the city to help.
All right. No, that's a piece of property that Waco owns, and we're not talking about that. That's not the same. What we're talking about here is that they are asking the governmental entities to put that money in the hopper to help with the renovation of Kyle Field. Now, where that money comes from is what the question is going to be. And, would be interested to know how people feel about that as taxpayers of in the city. That makes you a stakeholder. Do they just make the students pay for it? Do they put a tax on the tickets? How do you do that? Do you raise the hotel-motel tax rate so that out-of-towners are paying for this? And again, if it comes out of the hot fund, then generally that means that the people who live in Bryan College Station wouldn't be paying for that.
Well, you brought that up, can Bryan actually pay for it?
Yeah.
That was really interesting.
Well, and that's, we'll have somebody from the city of Bryan in this morning. I think the mayor's in this morning, and, we'll talk about that. There have to be some legal questions there. I'm not sure if hot money that is collected in Bryan is supposed to be used someplace else. That'd be the same thing as if you decided that you wanted to take that over and help some entity in Brenham. So, there's some questions there. Now, remember, this isn't the first time that A&M moved a football game. In 1979, they were renovating A&M. Remember 1979? I know y'all do. Right. Yeah. 1979, they were doing work on Kyle Field, and the schedule was such that they had one home game to start the season, and then they had four or five games on the road before they had to be back home in the middle of October. The opening game was against Brigham Young in September of 1979. So they went down to Rice Stadium, and they played that game, an A&M home game at Rice Stadium.
Interesting. Well, they did when they were doing the zone, they did it incrementally. And I remember watching the guys standing on the cranes watching the game.
Sure. Now, and the thing that's, the thing they're concerned about is that this stadium, the infrastructure of it is very old.
There is
no doubt about that. And what you may not know is if you are in the boxes on top of in the press box or in the boxes, it actually sways.
Oh, yeah, it does.
It moves. And you may not notice it if you're in the stands, if you're sawing varsity's horns off because you're moving with everybody else. But if you're sitting still, and that's what happens with people that are in the press box or in the booths up there.
Probably a little scary.
It's a little bit, and it is. It's kind of fun to look at, when some team comes in for the first time, you see those people, you look down there because you know what's going to happen. And the first time they see it, they get a little startled. That's probably why we don't play teams from California here. They think we're having an earthquake. they've looked at this, and there's no doubt that there is work that needs to be done and how they do it. But, again, what they do over there is one thing. How it impacts you as a taxpayer or a citizen of Bryan College Station is quite another.
Is there no possible way they could do it in sort of well-thought-out segments during the off-season over several years?
The one that comes to mind is, I believe, Alabama. Alabama moved their games to Legion Field for a season while they worked on Bryant-Denny Stadium, because it was a significant rebuild. Hello?
Why don't they build a new stadium like the other schools do and then have a big parking lot where you have more room?
Okay, now you're saying the other schools do. I can think of two Division I teams. Okay,
I don't want to mention any names,
okay,
but other schools build new stadiums away from the old stadium,
okay,
and they use it for different purposes.
Okay, all right. And thank you. And that's the other thing. The only ones I can think of are Baylor and Connecticut, the ones that just built. Connecticut just decided to play football, and they decided to build a stadium.
Yeah, that was just kind of from scratch.
Which is, again, doesn't happen very often in this day and time. Hello?
Alabama already played about half its games away from home anyway.
True, that's true. Right, exactly. It was not that tremendous a swap. They would do that from time to time. Now, so that's the question then. If the governmental entities then pay in for part of the renovation, Does that mean that they get a chance to use Kyle Field? Or will it just be used for A&M football?
Because that's an interesting point. Then, did the schools get to the high schools? The Crosstown Showdown get to play there for free,
or whatever happens to be? Maybe they decide they want to have a big concert or something. I mean, some outdoor large gathering, that would be the default place where you would think it would go. So, do you get a seat at the table for the use of the stadium if you pay in $38 million? And again, that's the number we're hearing.
I think that's a very valid question.
I mean, these are the kind of things that need to be discussed. But I'm just personally, I mean, my own thought would be that the more insulated we can keep the fundraising, the better. That's why I don't know if they could do a ticket tax, but why not do a ticket tax? I mean, that way the people who go to the football game pay the extra price or choose not to, whichever, that pays for the renovation of the stadium.
They would argue the tickets are already very expensive.
Well, they are, but you know what? I tell you, if you're paying $100 for a ticket, are you not going to buy it because it's $105?
Fair enough.
If you're paying that, then are you going to go ahead and pay the extra $5, which is something I've wondered about for a long time, just in general. I mean, just in general, you could tax college football tickets, and the federal government, oh, boy, we don't want to get them started,
no,
do we?
Because,
I mean, you think about how many people sit and watch college football games on a Friday or Saturday. That's a pile of money.
And, yeah.
And I don't know that we want our politicians having that, but if it's for a specific purpose, again, like the renovation. Hello?
That's a good idea. You know, we just don't need to borrow any more money.
Yeah.
We need to do it on our own.
Well, and I thanks, and I don't know the I don't know the specifics or the particulars of basically of the 12th Man Foundation or where this money would come from. Now, again, it's not going to come from the academic side, so people don't need to think about that. And I think anybody who says, "Oh, wait a minute, now you're not building buildings over there yet, you're going to renovate the stadium," I don't think that's an argument. I think that's two different pots of money.
I would agree wholeheartedly.
Hello.
Hey, I work for one of those entities that would have to pay this money, and for the last 2 years, we've been scrimping and cutting back and saving and not being able to do the things we need to do, and they want us to put more money into some stupid football stadium.
All right, but
I'm
now,
sorry.
Okay, wait now. But the money that they wanted to come, the pot of money that they wanted to come out of, the hot tax, wouldn't have helped build streets or replace lights or paid for jobs in whatever city. So, I mean, it's a different pot of money, right?
Yes, but they've also said they don't know if they can use the hot tax. All I'm saying is if they want to pay for it that way, that's fine. But if we're going to have to scrimp and save and the taxpayer's going to be burdened even more, I have a problem with that.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
I would guess a lot of people feel that way.
Hello?
Scott, they could just charge $6 instead of $5 for the water.
Oh, gosh.
Hello?
Typically or traditionally, haven't a lot of these monies been donated by alumni?
Well,
and
mm-hmm.
This suggests to me that their big email campaign didn't go so well when they asked alumni and donors what they would give for this.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not familiar with that. I didn't get that email, and I don't know what they asked for. I like the water idea.
I do, too.
That's, you know, again,
consumption tax.
The more money that you can raise within the confines of that stadium to improve the stadium makes a world of sense.
Are you going to start making people pay to use the bathroom like in Europe?
Well, you know, I look.
A coin slot on the toilet.
What about a tax or something, an allotment for tailgating?
Well, you could do
How many tents do you see? And again, I'm not trying to charge people for tailgating.
Right.
Don't send me the emails.
Right. I just.
But if you're going to set up a tailgate party.
I'm sorry. Cat's ideas got me thinking revenue stream.
Stream Scott!
Plus, you can save $15 on any of the hundreds of laptop or netbook batteries we carry, which means you won't have to worry about your laptop losing power and shutting down unexpectedly. Batteries Plus, the replace it place. Savings after mail-in rebate. Other exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman now through September 30th and earn a $15 reward card with the purchase of laptop batteries. Batteries Plus, the replace it place.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll come back to the discussion. We've got Russian things that we need to do for right now. Here's our weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. High today about 94, low tonight around 71. Not quite so hot as we move on through the week. In fact, we may not even make 90 by the weekend. And there is a 30% chance of rain on Friday night. And on Saturday, it's up to a 40% chance of showers. Right now, humidity is 91%. The winds are calm, and we've got 72 degrees out there. Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Here is what you do know. On 9/11, Ambassador Chris Stevens, three other Americans, were killed in Benghazi, Libya. CNN reported Ambassador Stevens was concerned about a rise in Islamic extremism and security threats. Here's what you may not know. CNN was aware of Ambassador Stevens' thinking because 4 days after the attack, they found his journal. The State Department's mad. They call CNN's reporting on the diary indefensible, claiming it broke a promise to Stevens' family. But CNN says that they merely got newsworthy tips from the diary, and they confirmed them with other sources. And they're puzzled why the State Department's attacking them so hard. Well, maybe it's because if State has a dust-up with you CNN guys, nobody will ask certain questions, like, how's it possible 4 days after the attack, with the regime investigating, that you guys at CNN can waltz into the burned-out embassy and find our ambassador's journal? Why wasn't the site secured under orders from the White House? Who else has been pilfering classified personal documents, Al-Qaeda? How can we have confidence in a White House-ordered FBI investigation when the FBI investigators delayed a Libya trip until conditions are safer? This whole episode just as incredible as Obama and Eric Holder releasing a third of the terrorists at Gitmo after it's been learned that a released Gitmo terrorist may well be behind the Libya attack. So who's in charge here, Biden? Because what's going on here makes zip, zero, nada sense.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Authorities note a growing confidence among criminals, recruiting teams of people to steal data. They work it through financial institutions and businesses. They hide the profits from the cops. Identity theft, folks, happening everywhere. You can protect yourself from this. I'm a LifeLock member. In fact, we opened a new checking account the other day for two if by T, and I got a LifeLock alert. Opened up a new banking. I got a flashing alert. Comes in the email. It works. LifeLock is the only identity theft protection company that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call 1-800-444-2810 and use the promo code RUSH to get my special 10% discount. I want you to protect yourself today. You need to do this. Call 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Howdy, this is Jason Byanski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Byanski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTW News Time is 7:31 at 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Local government officials met Monday with the Chancellor of the Texas A&M System about the future expansion of Kyle Field. Bill Oliver has details.
System spokesman Steve Moore, reading a prepared statement from Chancellor John Sharp, says a proposal between $425 and $450 million would increase seating to more than 103,000.
We had a very productive discussion with the city and county leaders yesterday concerning the future of Kyle Field.
There are a myriad of decisions to be considered. I'm pleased that we have begun the process.
On Tuesday, the Convention and Visitors Bureau and Chamber of Commerce met with the local media, elected officials, and others interested in the economic impact of A&M home football games. Chamber Board Chairman Ben Down says he's concerned about moving those games out of town for a Kyle Field renovation.
We're worried about what will happen to the businesses. We're worried about losing 1,000 jobs and what happens to us if that happens, if the games go away. We're worried about what happens when businesses have to start closing. You don't really want to see those signs. I know as a commercial, I think commercial real estate people are not happy to see going out of business sale signs in their properties.
College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney is also a member of the CVB board.
There are ways for Brian and College Station to help in this project, and certainly without tapping into the general fund. That's why we have the hotel occupancy tax. And that hotel occupancy tax with a stadium that has increased capacity, the ability to host more events, that tax would grow.
The consultants' reports are on our website at WTAW.com. Among other findings, if Kyle Field was closed, are the losses of $21 million in payroll and nearly $3 million in property taxes. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hearing the suspect's voice helped two victims of an armed robbery show Bryan police where to make the arrest. Officer John Agnew says this was Monday night in the parking lot and courtyard of an apartment complex along Lake Street between Cavett and South Texas.
Eventually, a person of interest was located who happened to be in the area at the time of the robbery, but his clothes had changed. And it was actually from the victims noticing the way that the victim had spoke. Did they realize that was the possible suspect? And once questioned by police, the subject had a gun on his person and some cash matching that which was taken.
After a brief struggle, 33-year-old James Chaffin was taken to jail for aggravated robbery, which was his 14th arrest in the last 15 years, according to jail records. College Station police had traffic control duty yesterday at the scene of three traffic accidents that left eight people injured. During lunch, a three-vehicle wreck at University in Copperfield resulted in motorists being rerouted for 2 hours. Two drivers and one passenger were taken to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Last night on the freeway, a two-vehicle collision in the southbound lanes near the Harvey Road exit sent three to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and a fourth person being checked at the scene. And a pedestrian was taken to the hospital with severe injuries after they were struck last night while crossing University near Taro. Police say the unidentified victim was not in a crosswalk when they were hit by a Dodge Durango so hard that the driver's side mirror came off the SUV. The driver didn't stop and the victim was ticketed for failing to yield the right of way. Local business people are invited to share their professional experiences. Dina Gaskin at the Chamber of Commerce says the upcoming Youth to Career Day can make a big difference in the life of a young person.
You can kind of showcase your profession, but the main thing is to chat with these kids so that they have a little bit more information on maybe some things that they are not aware of. Mm-hmm. Their worlds are pretty small. They really only know what mom, dad, and maybe an aunt and uncle do for a living. So we're wanting to broaden the horizons a little bit as they plan their high school schedules in the upcoming months.
Registration information for the annual event to be held October 24th is on our website at WTAW.com. An arrest has been made from the Monday murder of a Grimes County man. 55-year-old James Allen Bundage of Stoneham is accused of shooting his neighbor, 56-year-old Patrick David McHale. Sheriff Don Saul says Bundage was arrested at least once following several past run-ins with McHale.
Verbal conflicts. There was an issue last August in 2011. He was arrested for a terrorist threat and went to court on that. Yes, it's been a long time. Some conflict they've had between each other.
Investigators say Monday's shooting came after McHale told Bundage he had placed rat poison around his barns and warned Bundage to put up his pit bulls to keep them away from the poison. WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 69 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farmer ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
Aggie football season is here, and it's SEC time. There'll be folks from Florida, South Carolina, Arkansas, and LSU hitting town. Make the best impression possible by having the cleaning pros at Molly Maid take care of your home. Take as much time as you want to enjoy our first SEC season. Molly Maid is a clean you can trust, and we guarantee your satisfaction. Call us today at 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
738, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We'll pick up the football stadium discussion again in just a minute. And we're also going to talk with Congressman Bill Flores. Here's the weather for you. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, you're offered information on a new business. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure, it's controlling our weather this morning. The system is situated across a wide section of Texas and the Gulf of Mexico. That means lots of sunshine for today. Highs will be up close to 90 degrees. For tonight, we're going to be partly cloudy. We'll get down to about 70 to 75. Tomorrow, it's going to cloud up. Highs will be 85 to 90. Clouds may be a thunderstorm tomorrow night, 70. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday, highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor for WTAW Sports. The Twitterverse on fire about the Monday night game, and it's Tuesday, so it should tell you what weight it has. Also, the political candidates weighed in on it. We'll share that, plus Major League Baseball scores, and Coach Sumlin and his crew are doing something kind of cool on the sideline for the Arkansas game. All that and more coming up here in about 12 minutes.
All right, very good. 695-1620. We'll talk about the football stadium again in just a minute. Bill Flores, do you want to comment on the catch or non-catch?
No, I'm going to say, well, I can tell you those referees made Congress look competent.
Yeah, it is amazing what is important to the American public, and it's scary is more than amazing, I guess, would be the story. Okay, y'all are out of session right now. Anything get accomplished before y'all headed for the hills?
Well, we actually had a pretty busy week last week. We passed a bill to stop the Secretary of Interior from trying to do all he could to shut down coal mining. We also passed a bill to stop the president's waivers on welfare to work requirements that were put in welfare reform back in the late 90s. And then we had a hearing on the VA claims processing in the Waco regional office, which is the worst in the nation. And we had a classified briefing about the Middle East.
Now, that was interesting. There's, you know, the Rush update we had today said that CNN was able to actually go in, I guess, and find the ambassador's journal. That really concerns me that area was not sealed and secured after the attack.
Well, I know it surprised me too, because when we were talking to Secretary Clinton last week and the DNI Clapper and the Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and a couple of others, they would not answer any direct question that we in Congress posed to them. They kept saying everything is subject to an ongoing FBI investigation. And so if that's the case, the FBI must be doing a terrible job if they're allowing the media to wander around the Benghazi area, I mean the Benghazi facilities, right, without any restrictions.
Did you feel frustrated after the meeting or what?
Just a little bit, yes. I had a New York Times reporter come up to me. He said, "What'd you learn?" I said, "Two things. One, everything's classified, so I can't talk about it. Number two, they're covering their rears."
Yeah, it is. It's bothersome. Now, kind of as an offshoot of this, for all the reasons that we hear that oil prices go up and therefore gasoline prices go up, unrest in the Middle East quite often is one of the things, and I'm not hearing that right now. What's the deal?
I'm not sure why we're not, but I can tell you thing in the Straits of Hormuz, the military presence from the U.S. and some of our allies is pretty thick right now. And in addition, you know, Iran's just said they've tested a missile that they can use to fire at our ships in the Straits of Hormuz. So it's very concerning, and I'm surprised that oil prices have not responded more.
More
quickly to the higher.
It does seem to be a little bit off-putting. Well, obviously, people in Bryan College Station want to weigh in on the football stadium. I'm sure, I mean, you as an Aggie fan enjoy seeing the games, but nonetheless, we really do have more important things to do right now.
Well, we've got deficits, we've got jobs, we've got economic issues. You've got a president that's decided he wants to violate the Constitution with his executive order. So I'm staying focused on other issues at this point in time.
All right, we'll do that. And we'll see you in future football games. Bill, thanks for the time this morning. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
See you Saturday. And ask your listeners, pray for our country and our military men and women and our first responders.
All right, thanks a lot. See you later. Okay, well, there you go. Okay, thanks, Bill. I appreciate you calling in this morning. And, again, I appreciate that he calls in when Congress is not in session. And the phones have been exploding, and I told him to call back, in a few minutes, and now's a good time. The thing, I like the idea about adding a dollar to the price of a bottle of water or something like that, that would be, again, centered on the people who go to the football games.
Well, speaking of going to places, I just stumbled on this in the paper. It's CSIS column.
Uh-huh.
When the findings were revealed to the room filled with about 70 people, representatives from media, politicians, Chamber of Commerce, CVB, blah, 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 a question asked at the end, anyone from Texas A&M there?
Mm. Yeah.
Nope.
Well, now, it was streamed. KBTX streamed it, so I'm not going to say that they... And
they asked if anyone from Texas A&M was there in, like, a professional capacity.
Yeah, in official capacity, because there were people who worked for the school that were there. Hello?
Okay, it worked in Green Bay. We can do it here.
What's that?
Let the poor slob middle-class man invest in a stadium, and then give us a discount card for refreshments.
For how long?
Here.
Okay. All right. And that's the thing. So, thank you. People may not know Green Bay, the football team, is owned by the people of Green Bay.
Stockholders.
Yeah, it's a different kind of a deal. Now, one of the things also, and I heard Carl Mooney on our newscast say this. And among his to parse the quote, he said the ability to host more events, and that gets back to what I said before. If the governmental entities are going to be stakeholders now in this renovation, does that mean that there would be an opportunity for the facility to be used in that way? Something that the cities or the county would want to do. The other thing that concerns me is, I understand that what they are going to ask will be funding that does not come from the general revenue fund of the cities. In other words, your taxes, residents of Bryan College Station, Brazos County, your taxes would not go toward the renovation of the stadium. Instead, it would be the hot taxes, the hotel, motel taxes. But, some of those are already being allocated. The first thing I think of is the Expo Center, which was mentioned by name yesterday. But, how many organizations that are getting hot money now won't be able to if the money is diverted to what the chancellor has asked them to contribute? Hello?
Maybe there was nobody there from A&M because they've already decided what they're going to do.
Well, it was streamed, and it was out there, and it was available. So I think
part of it is if they weren't ready to make a specific statement, that way they didn't have to, people aren't asking them yet if they're not ready to make a specific statement. But I do think that people from A&M were listening in, and they're aware of the issues that they talked about.
Well, Kat was there, so was I, and people are wandering around. Somebody from a TV station came up and said, would y'all like to comment on this? We're going, well, no, we're the media. No, we don't want to comment on the television
We're going to comment, it's going to be tomorrow morning.
Yeah, exactly, or whatever, but that's fine. But the idea is it's an interesting precedent that we're looking at here, and I don't know if it has existed someplace else or not.
Were naming rights brought up?
Naming rights was not brought up that I know of.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Because that'd be a way to offset quite a bit. Now, that would change Kyle Field and change his bad.
Well,
because at least at the meeting yesterday, it was just a presentation of the research that a company did to see how it would impact the economy in the Brazos County. So it didn't really go into all of that minutiae.
Oxford Economics. But, one of the things that's interesting is, and in their study, they mention, well, if you move the games, let's say, to Houston, then you've got thousands of students who would be driving from College Station to Houston for the football game. They don't ever mention the thousands of people who drive into College Station now and have for decades for every football game.
True.
Suddenly it's dangerous because it's going to be from College Station to Houston?
Well, it's the students.
Oh, is that it?
The ones driving from Houston is the grown-ups.
Oh, it's their driving ability. That's what they're speaking to. Okay, hello.
Hey, College Station been catering to A&M for how long? And they don't like small business, so when A&M wants to close football fields for a year or so to renovate it, now they're all worried about where the business is going.
Well, why do you say they don't like small business?
Well, they tried to bring in Hooters, for instance, and they didn't like it because of the color scheme. I heard they tried to bring in Joe's Crab Shack. They didn't like it because it's signed.
Okay. Well, I can't get into all that stuff. We can't be making those kind of claims on the radio. It's a lot more difficult and a lot more complicated than that. Hello?
Scott, you didn't have your little fedora on with the press tag stuck in it?
I did not.
He had
I'm
a pencil
sorry.
Behind his ear.
I did not.
I would, however, like to see that.
I was sitting there like all the other folks. It was a whole gaggle of us right there. So, anyhow. So that's where we stand with it, at least right now. And I'm not sure exactly how many businesses. I don't recall. I mean, I think the guy from Oxford mentioned yesterday how many businesses were interviewed. But are there that many businesses that would fail, would go out of business if the team didn't play here for a year?
Scott, going back to earlier when you were talking about some of the issues involved with traveling to Houston.
Yes.
One gentleman I was speaking with afterwards, he basically brought up a good point, which was that if the games were at Houston, you know, we're playing with all new teams this year. People are going to have to stay here if they are traveling from wherever they come. Louisiana is the closest, you know?
Sure.
And so the thought was that if they get established staying in Houston, we're like, okay, Houston's big. There's all this more stuff to do.
Right.
A&M's only an hour away. Why don't we just stay in Houston every time we come and just drive up?
I don't know what he was saying. Hello. And they went away. Hello.
This is all very interesting, but I haven't heard you discuss the real news story exciting the town this morning. And that's the two college students that were caught, shall we say, recording.
No, I don't know what that's about. But anyhow, the idea is, and it's true, you know, I talked to a guy who owns a restaurant in San Antonio, and it was on, I want to say, the Tuesday after the game with A&M, that these people were in his restaurant in San Antonio, and they were from Florida. I mean, they had been here, they had come to the game, and they thought, well, what the heck, while we're over here, let's go to San Antonio. And so they did. So, yeah, they dropped money all over the state, which is a good thing. Hello.
Good morning. Hi, I've been listening to you guys now for a little while this morning, and I haven't heard any music.
I know.
That's on Tuesday, sir.
Yes, I'm sorry. It's
just
Wednesday. If you just look at your calendar, that would be the answer.
Right now, BMW's having its first ever BMW-certified pre-owned sales event. And with exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services, you can get a BMW that looks and performs so new, it's hard to tell that it's pre-owned. So, hurry into the first ever BMW-certified pre-owned sales event and take your first on-ramp in your new BMW today. Newer certified pre-owned, we only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Whether you support Consol, Bryan High, Rutter, College Station High, Allen Academy, Brazos Christian, whatever your team, Monograms & More has that logo. Support your favorite athlete, dance team member, or cheerleader and personalize caps, bags, polos, jerseys, t-shirts, and more with their name, number, or anything you want, all with your school's logo emblazoned on it. You can even bring in your own items or choose from Monograms & More's wide selection of gear. Support your favorite athlete with help from Monograms & More. Call 693-7773.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
The teen years can be one of the most confusing times in a person's life. That's why kids need their parents to become interpreters. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Pretend you went on an expedition to a faraway land. Imagine that while exploring the ruins of an ancient civilization there, you discover a parchment that's centuries old. With one glance, you immediately recognize it as a long-lost document of tremendous significance. There's just one problem. The writings on the parchment are strange symbols that look like meaningless scribbles to you. You can imagine the dilemma. Something of such immense value, yet you can't make heads or tails of it. What you'd need is someone who could interpret the meaning of the odd symbols for you. And that scenario may seem far-fetched, but it's really not much different from what young people face every day. A future of potential is spread out before them, yet a teenager's life can often feel like a jumble of odd scribbles. What they need is an interpreter. Filling that role is one of your most vital jobs as a parent. It may be helping your teen understand something basic, like changes in their body, or profound, like issues of love, faith, and relationship. Whatever the need, stay close to your child. Walk through life right by their side. Help them make sense of the confusion that so often characterizes the teen years. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
When it comes to managing your diabetes, Bayer's new Contour Next EZ blood glucose meter makes testing easy. You also get exceptional accuracy because it uses the next generation Contour Next test strip for close to lab test results. And all this at the lowest everyday price of all major brands. You can find Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter at your local retail pharmacy. Just ask your pharmacist and upgrade today. Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter. Ease, accuracy, and savings. Now that's a powerful combination.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with a look at your WTAW Sports. Folks still rumbling about Monday Night Football. The NFL is agreeing with the replay official's decision not to overturn the controversial call on the final play, where Seattle ended up winning 14-12 over the Green Bay Packers. Here's the quarterback, the Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers on his take on this.
I got to do something that the NFL is not going to do, and I have to apologize to the fans. Our sport is generated, the multi-billion dollar machine is generated by people who pay good money to come watch us play. And the product that's on the field is not being complemented by an appropriate set of officials. The games are getting out of control.
Now, the league does say the Seahawks receiver Golden Tate should have been flagged for offensive interference before catching the last-second touchdown pass, but it was a non-correctable error through review. Here's Pete Carroll, the head coach and executive vice president for the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, I don't care. I could care less about all that stuff. You know, the game's played. They called it. Well, we played with the officials that they set out there. We played with the team that they put out there. And at the end of it, we throw the ball up, and Golden makes an extraordinary effort. It's a great protection. It's a great throw. It's a great attempt at the ball, and he wins the battle. And they were right on the point, looking right at it, standing right over the thing, and they reviewed it. And whether they missed the push or not, obviously they missed the push in there in the battle for the ball. But that stuff goes on all the time, and they see it, they don't see it. That happens with the officials. And so the result is they called it, and the league backed it up, game over, we win.
Now, this whole dust-up has led to over $200 million in Las Vegas changing hands on just that one play. If you're a fantasy football freak, 70,000 teams got points they maybe shouldn't have got. People are freaking out about that. And it may be the most tweeted thing ever. The Packers guard, T.J. Lang, went on Twitter and didn't hold back. I've edited this a little bit, but he said, expletive, it, NFL, find me and use the money to pay the regular refs. And that's all he said, and it's been retweeted now as much as anything ever has been. Moving on now to Fighting Texas Aggie football. Coach Sumlin did something kind of cool at the presser yesterday. He brought up the Fanning family. He brought them to the podium.
one of the children has Duchesne's MD, and this week the coaches are doing something a little different on the sidelines for that.
You'll see this weekend a lot of coaches, including myself, wearing a patch. It's a Coach for Cure patch to cure MD, Duchesne muscular dystrophy. I've been involved in as a head coach for a long time. You'll see a number of coaches across the country this weekend with a patch on their sleeve to raise awareness. And I just wanted to make sure that you guys knew what that was about, what the patch is about, because some people won't know. They'll just see coaches with that on. But it's something that the AFCA is very, very involved in, and so are we here. So,
turning to the pennant races in Major League Baseball, the Stros came up with some defensive gems last night.
It's line to second. Altuve with a flip to Lowry. Molina allows himself to be doubled off from 4-6, and it's no runs, a hit, and a man left.
And unfortunately, that was as good as it got. Jamie Garcia pitched 7 sharp innings, and John Jay drove in 2 runs to help the St. Louis Cardinals improve their playoff chances with a 4-0 victory over the Stros last night.
Pitch is lined into right at the base hit. Kinsler got a late start, and he's being held up at third base. The ball gets away from Brandon Moss. Now Kinsler is waved home. Elvis is waved home. Hamilton all the way to third base. 2 runs are in, and the Rangers lead 2-0.
And that was all the Rangers could manage. After a 10th inning homer, the A's win, move within 4 games of the AL West leading Rangers, winning 3-2 last night. That's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees, or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called Sedation Dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
So you hear that interest rates are at an all-time low. Great news. 9-220-3018.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Valley Recycling. Think globally, act locally. Go to BrazosValleyRecycling.com. High today, going to be about 94. It'll not be as hot as we get on through the week. 73 right now. WTAW, College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He's running from behind in Ohio, but Mitt Romney's not worried about the state seen as key to him winning.
Polls go up and down. We have plenty of time with, of course, debates coming up, 4 debates in the month of October.
Romney's about to rally to school outside Columbus, then he'll go to Cleveland and Toledo. The Republican continuing to attack President Obama on the economy and foreign policy. Now, the president is doing some attacking of his own, also going to Ohio today. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live at the White House.
President Obama scheduled to leave here in about an hour for rallies today at Bowling Green and Kent State Universities. He's expected to hammer Romney on China, taking note of some investments that Romney made in some Chinese companies. Meanwhile, good news for the Obama campaign team from 3 new battleground state polls. The Quinnipiac University surveys put President Obama up by 9 points in Florida, 10 in Ohio, and 12 in Pennsylvania, Dave.
Rich Aron gets a chance to rant at the UN today in New York. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley is there live.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has already been talking quite a bit to reporters since arriving, refusing to call Israel by name, referring to it only as the Zionists. He declared there is a new world order, saying the U.S.'s bullying will cease and it will play a smaller role in the world.
I do believe that this system of empires has reached the end of the road.
Ahmadinejad scheduled to speak at about 11 a.m. It will be his last appearance here as Iran's president. New Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi also addresses the U.N. later. Dave?
Courtney, there's more of this today. In Syria's civil war, gunfire at the Army's command headquarters after it was twice bombed. Iranian TV says one of its correspondents was killed. In Pakistan, a cabinet minister who put a $100,000 bounty on the head of the anti-Islam filmmaker has impressed the Taliban. Militants are taking the minister off their hit list. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The chilly weather's just around the corner, folks, and a lot of people will be adjusting their thermostat down to save money. Quicken Loans has an adjustable rate mortgage that saves money, too. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans, and I'd like to tell you about our amazing 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The initial rate on this great program is just 2.625%, APR 2.94%. Do you want to reduce the cost of your mortgage? Do you plan on moving or refinancing in the next 5 to 7 years? Do you want the lowest rate available? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, our Quicken Loans 7-1 arm could save you stacks of cash. Again, the super low initial rate is 2.625%, APR 2.94%, and it's locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Why pay a boatload more interest on a 30-year fix to borrow the same amount of money for the next 7 years? With a 7-1 arm, you don't have to. Call 800-QUICKEN right now. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You know what I don't get? Batteries. Why can't everything run on double A's? My watch battery's dead. It's time to change the battery in my security alarm, and I need a new battery for my jet ski this weekend.
Just go to Interstate All Battery Center.
Interstate? I don't need a car battery.
They're more than just car batteries. It's right in the name. All Battery Center. Every battery for every need.
Every battery, huh? Well, that should save me some time.
Find the exact battery you need at Interstate All Battery Center. 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, 775-4293, Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Hi, I'm Frank Verisco, market president for American Momentum Bank. To get your business started or to put new energy into your existing business, do you want just a loan or do you want momentum? American Momentum Bank is building Texas's bank on a foundation of community, service, and strength. That's why instead of just offering loans, only American Momentum Bank offers a unique combination of financial strength, expert guidance, and custom designed credit and treasury solutions to help grow your business. Carry that momentum over to your personal banking too with comprehensive products and services like the Momentum Mortgage, new CD packages, and remote deposit. For banking when you want it. Why is American Momentum so interested in Bryan College Station? Because our leaders live and work here. This is our community and we want it to grow. To find the nearest of three banking centers in Bryan College Station, call 774-1111. That's 774-1111 or visit AmericanMomentumBank.com. American Momentum Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The economic impact of moving A&M home football games out of town to expand Cal Field was put into numbers yesterday. Bill Oliver has that story.
An international consultant hired by the Chamber of Commerce and Convention and Visitors Bureau determined a loss of more than 900 jobs, $21 million in payroll, and nearly $3 million in property taxes. Among the affected would be state representative and small business owner John Rainey.
Well, it's scary that we're talking about $177 million that will be affected in our community should we lose football games, and I sure hope that doesn't come about. It's an important part of our community.
CVB Board Chairman Hunter Goodwin hopes the joint report will contribute to the decision-making process by A&M.
We have done a good job, and we being the community and the leadership, and investing in the best to quantify and measure those facts. I hope that we will be given that same courtesy back from the university moving forward, because I think any partnership is based in good facts, and hopefully that transparency and that communication will continue to facilitate as we move forward in this decision.
A&M System Chancellor John Sharp released a statement through spokesman Steve Moore.
I've not had the opportunity to review the report, but look forward to assessing the estimates. Kyle Field and Texas A&M football are very important to the students, faculty, staff, former students, and community. It's important that all of us work together to continue their success.
Moore says Sharp met Monday with local government officials about contributing $38 million towards a Kyle Field expansion, estimated to cost between $425 and $450 million. Moore says seating would increase to more than 103,000. Online at WTAW.com are the consultants' reports and comments from Tuesday's news conference. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Three traffic accidents in College Station yesterday resulted in a total of 8 injuries. That includes a pedestrian who was struck last night by a hit-and-run driver while crossing University near Taro. Witnesses say a newer model Dodge Durango struck the person so hard that the driver's side mirror was knocked off the vehicle. The unidentified victim, who was taken to the hospital with severe injuries, was not in a crosswalk and was ticketed for failing to yield the right-of-way. Also last night, a crash on the freeway near the Harvey Road exit resulted in 3 people being transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and a 4th with a possible injury. Around lunchtime, traffic was shut down at a major intersection for 2 hours following a 3-vehicle wreck. This was at University in Copperfield, involving 2 cars and a pickup. 2 people inside the truck and the driver of one of the cars were transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And Bryan police making an arrest had a struggle with an armed suspect. Officer John Agnew says no one was injured in the Monday night incident on Lake Street between South Texas and Cabot.
This officer, for safety reasons, asked when he was speaking to that person if he could pat him down for weapons just so he'd make him feel comfortable since we were dealing with a robbery. And that's when the officer ended up reaching around and feeling a gun in his waistband. And there was a short struggle, and finally the officer had to draw his pistol and told the subject, he better not move. And at that time, the subject decided not to move anymore. They recovered the pistol, the cash, and placed him in custody.
33-year-old James Chaffin, who lives in the apartment complex where the arrest took place, is accused of taking cash and credit cards from 2 other residents. According to jail records, this was Chaffin's 14th arrest in the last 15 years. October 24th is the date of the Chamber of Commerce annual Youth to Career Day. The Chamber's Dina Gaskin says now is the time for businesses to sign up.
We have about 2,000 to 3,000 eighth graders come in for that, and we're always needing more businesses to come out there and interact with these students. It's free if you're available. You can rotate in multiple employees. If you have an association that you're a part of, we encourage that.
More information is available through our website at WTAW.com. A Stoneham man is in the Grimes County Jail accused of the Monday murder of a neighbor. 55-year-old James Allen Bundage was arrested Tuesday for the shooting death of 56-year-old Patrick David McHale. Grimes County Sheriff Don Saul told Partner Station Navasota News the pair has a history of run-ins with each other over the past 8 years.
The victim raised dogs, or hunting dogs for customers, trained, and another person has some pit bulls that would get over there sometimes. There's a constant fence line dividing them. There's a constant conflict they have, yeah.
Investigators say Bundage became enraged after McHale warned him to put his pit bulls up so they would not eat the rat poison he had placed around his barns. WTAW News Time is 8:09 at 70 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening the door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. Mary Maids, relax. It's done.
Thank you for voting Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet the best flooring retailer for the 8th year in a row. Now we've outgrown our name.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet is now Brazos Valley Floor and Design.
We still have a huge selection of carpet, tile, wood, and laminate, but now we offer so much more.
Brazos Valley Floor and Design is your destination for complete home design in Central Texas. Choose your flooring, lighting, and countertops all at one place.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we're going to have the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
810, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Rely on the Moore family for your investment. That's Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at moorefeed.com.
Sunshine remains with us throughout the day, thanks to high pressure covering eastern Texas and the Gulf of Mexico. It'll be warm, highs up around 90, partly cloudy and remaining warm tonight, lows around 70 or so. Clouding up during the day tomorrow, we're 85 to 90, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow night, lows 70 to 75. Lots of clouds for Friday, chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day, highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
811, Jason Byansky joins us this morning. How you doing, Mayor?
Good morning, Scott. Tired. Long day yesterday.
The question that all America wants to know, and we're asking everybody this morning, was it a catch? Who caught the ball? Was it the guy from...
We don't have time to watch football games. I had to watch the replay, but we're trying to raise some money in Bride.
Oh, so, are you? So what... Should Green Bay have won the game, or should Seattle have won the game? Because, I mean, we need to know this. This is important stuff, you know?
I root for the Texans and the Cowboys.
There you go.
Anything north of there, it doesn't concern me.
A true politician.
It's amazing what people get concerned about.
It's really true. The Twitter universe blowing up over that. Obviously, here it's a little bit closer to home, and that is the report that we got about economic impact yesterday. And then we also found out that you were among a group of people who met with the chancellor. Now, I know you can't talk about necessarily what was discussed in there. I would understand that. But can you give us some background as to when you knew about the meeting and then when it would take place and what you'd be talking about?
Well, I was hoping I can use Congressman Flores' line of it's classified. And if he couldn't tell you what Hillary Clinton had to say in their briefing, I could tell you the same. But
right.
And then you were supposed to ask Congressman Flores for that $38 million.
That's right. Well,
he could write a check today and we're done.
That's
so,
it. There you go.
Then we'll go on to some important matters. But we had a meeting, the county judge, mayor of College Station, and some of the university officials were in attendance. And, we just talked about, kind of where they're at and the possibilities of building another football stadium or renovating the existing stadium. I mean, my personal feeling is that they're going to, renovate the existing football stadium. It costs too much money to tear down that very expensive, fairly new zone club that's there and those seating, so they can build around it. That would probably make financial sense. It will take longer to do so. You'll have to do it in phases. You could maybe start at the south end and build the new end zone there. You can go to the student section, build another section there, and eventually go over to the alumni section, build another section there. But that's not going to happen overnight. It costs more. You've got, expensive of interest and not sure what the interest rate's going to be like in the next few years and construction prices. So they're anticipating a higher cost in doing that. But by doing so, keeps the games in Bryan-College Station. So otherwise, as soon as the last game's over with in a year or two when they decide to move forward on this, then they're tearing it all down and moving the games elsewhere.
There was an appearance that this was a hastily called meeting. Is that the case?
We had it on the books for a couple of weeks. I wouldn't call it a hastily called meeting. It wasn't a last-minute call from the system office to come down and meet. I mean, it's been on the books for several weeks.
Okay, well, I wanted to clarify that. Okay, so now the number that they at least presented seems to be that $38 million is the number. Do you have any idea how they arrived at that number?
I think that they're arriving at that number or that range is the difference between what it would cost if they tore it all down at one time and moved the games for a year or two to Houston, per se, as opposed to doing it in phases in different sections over 3 or 4 years.
There's a big stadium in Austin they could probably use on some weekends. That probably would work. Now, obviously, then they are going to ask you as a government entity to do this, and now I want to talk to you as one member of this council. Do you believe that Brian does need to be that active a member in a participant in the renovation of Kyle Field?
Well, Scott, let me start off by saying that I think as Mayor Brian, I think it's very important that we support our businesses and our citizens and our local economy. And I think if you look at the report that was released yesterday, that it's critical. It could be catastrophic for some businesses if A&M decided to move those games to Houston or Dallas or Austin for a year or possibly 2 years. I don't want to see businesses going out of business. I don't want to see vacant buildings that are, once house businesses and the property values go down. So it could affect them. We've got people that work in those businesses that could be laid off or no longer needed. And so I think if you talk to our restaurants, our hotels, retail establishments, somehow, some way, whether it's even the car wash down the street or if it's Home Depot, they're all going to be affected by the absence of those games for those many. And I think you talked earlier in the conversation you know, it's only six games or seven games, how could that really impact a business? And when you talk to a business owner, they'll tell you that football weekend sometimes equates to maybe almost a whole month of revenue for them. So if you've got seven home football games, that could be 6 to 7 months worth of normal business income for them that helps them sustain themselves in the summertime when the students are gone and then so. So, I mean, it is critical. I've talked to some of the businesses yesterday in downtown Bryan that the first football game with Florida in town was fantastic, probably the best ever. And so you remove that from the equation, they will have some financial problems. So that is a concern. What can we do about it? Again, we haven't talked about it as a council. We haven't talked about it as a city. Right now, we're looking at the report that was released. Our staff will be hopefully giving us a summary in the near future about their findings and what was said in the report. Could we use hot tax for it? The city of Bryan brings in probably $400,000 to $500,000 a year in hot tax. So our we get the very least amount compared to Brazos County. I think they bring in over $1 million, and College Station about $3.5 million in hot tax. So we're a small player in the whole equation. The money that we use those hot tax for, it may go to the Arts Council, the CVB functions, Chamber of Commerce, or the Children's Museum, the Brazos Valley Museum. Those are important to us. Those are obligated to some of those entities and some of those uses. So we don't have money lying around to put towards Kyle Field. Kyle Station, I was told, has some extra reserves in their hot tax since they receive about $3.5 million a year that they could possibly put towards that renovation project. So this would be money on top of what we already bring in on a day-by-day basis. I do not want it coming out of the general funds. I do not want it coming out of funds that go towards infrastructure costs, improvements, and repairs. If we are able to, number one, participate, because this venue is in College Station, not in Bryan. So that's the first thing we're trying to quantify on the Bryan end. Can we even participate? Number two, we're maxed out at 7%. So can we go above?
You're talking about the tax rate there.
The hot tax rate is maxed out at 7% in Bryan. We have an additional 2% that we're paying for the Brazos County Expo Center, and I think that goes on forever. So I think state law allows us to go up to 2%, but I think that, in my opinion, and in the judge's opinion, we believe that it's maxed out for the Expo Center. So could there be some special legislation that would allow us to go up another 2% for this specific purpose? And if so, then that would have to be approved by the voters, from my understanding. So that wouldn't necessarily be a council decision. That would be the citizens of Bryan that would have to discuss that. If we participate and that's what the citizens want to do and this is what the community decides to do, I would much rather see it come out of the hot tax than any other funds, because it's heads and beds. And when those LSU Tigers come to town, or the Arkansas Razorback fans this weekend, then let them pay for it, as opposed to a sales tax increase. Or, now they've talked about the ticket tax. I think it's up to 10% of the price of the ticket can be taxed, and that money would go to College Station, then given to the comptroller's office, and then I think back to Texas A&M University if so decided. So that would be something the city of College Station would have to look into. There's additional taxes they can put on parking around Kyle Field only for just A&M football games. And so that's going to be small amounts in comparison. The parking would be a small amount compared to the ticket tax. I mean, if you've got, let's say, 100,000 seats and average price is $70-$80 a ticket, that would add up pretty quickly. Ideally, I think elected officials and the citizens would like to see what the students can take care of. They've had fees in the past to pay for rec centers and swimming pools and different projects on campus. I think we're in a tough economic times right now also, and I'm not sure that the governor on down to our state legislators would want to see the students bear that, but that would be something I think that they would have to vote on also. And if their parents want to help pay for that, then I'm all for that also. And I think you can make up that gap rather quickly if you had the students involved and maybe some hot tax or something. But again, it's something we're going to have to look at and talk about. We haven't committed anything. We're just listening right now. We're looking at the reports. I know there's going to be some penalty and some contractual obligations that will hit A&M if they decide to move elsewhere for a season or two. There's companies that do business with A&M here locally that are under a contractual obligation that will have some recourse there. So what is that going to cost? And so all those numbers are being looked at right now, and then we'll come back to the table and talk about it some more. But again, the big player is the city of College Station. They have the biggest, they can make the biggest impact in this decision. But we do understand the importance of those games, whether you're an Aggie, whether you go to Kyle Field six or seven times a year to watch a football game. Those functions do impact our community, more so College Station than they do Bryan, but they do fill up our restaurants and our hotels. We do have several hotels that are on the dockets right now that are coming to Bryan, I would assume because of the SEC and the increase in attendance. So, you know, all those factors definitely helps bring in new tax base to the city of Bryan.
Is that, Mayor Jason Bieske joining us this morning, is that enough if the chancellor says this is how much money needs to be put into the pot by the entities? Are you asking for anything in return then for that?
Well, again, we hadn't really talked about it, so there hasn't been a discussion. Well, we're going to give you our portion of $38 million, and then we want X amount of seats, or we want to use the field for flag football or soccer games. That would be great if that was a possibility. We haven't gotten to that point. That's a bridge we'll cross down the road, and we'll look at, and I think a lot of this came up with City of Waco and Baylor University, and that was totally different. That was right. A TIF. We could do that. If they decided to build Kyle Field in the city limits of Bryan on some vacant land that we
he's
had.
He's ready to go on that right now.
Yeah, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring it up.
There you go. All right.
We
okay.
could then put him in a TIF,
and
the money from the restaurants and retail establishments that locate around the new Kyle Field, that money would go into the infrastructure improvements, and we do that all the time, and that's what the city of Waco is doing. Of course, they had this TIF, I think, set up 30 years ago.
Yeah, right.
I don't think it was set up for the new stadium. Right. It was set up for something else that didn't happen, and so they were collecting money out there over the years, and they were able to fit that stadium project into their TIF, and it was a perfect match. I believe it's outside of the campus. It's on the river.
Right.
They're going to bring in new retail establishments and businesses, so it's a win-win for the city of Waco. And I'm sure if they decide to do that in College Station, and College Station came up with 100 acres to put it on, and you can develop around it, then you could take that money that comes in and put it towards infrastructure improvements. But I don't think the money from Waco went into the stadium project. I think it went into bridges and roads and water and sewer lines. And so that's something a city could do because they're bringing in new revenue. This is a totally different situation. The, you know, more than likely, the 99.9% chance it's going to stay on campus, probably in its current location. So that the city College Station is not going to be able to attract new sales tax revenue around Kyle Field that they can put into a TIF because it's on campus. So that takes that out of the equation.
What was your meeting yesterday, a monologue or was it dialogue?
We met with the chancellor on Monday. Both sides communicated, of course, more from the A&M system. We were there to listen and to see what they had to say, and not knowing all the past information, it was a learning process for us to see where they're at, if they're going to build, you know, 90,000 capacity stadium, if they're going to build 103,000. And, you know, I did weigh in on that. I prefer the 100-plus capacity stadium. If you can bring in an extra 10 or 15,000 participants, then that's heads in beds, that's people in the restaurants, that's people in the stores, that's people utilizing all our, you know, spending their tax dollars in our communities here. So, you know, I definitely voice my opinion on a larger stadium, of course. All I ask for is one more, at least one more seat than the small stadium in Austin.
There you go.
as an Aggie fan.
Attaboy.
Of you. But, you know, I think the chancellor's remarks, that was at least 2,000 or 3,000 more is what it's going to end up, could be end up being. But again, you know, that was discussed. So, I mean, anything that would benefit our community, our merchants, our businesses, our citizens is what we're looking at. You know, from my point of view, but again, the elected officials hadn't decided anything. We haven't had an ongoing discussion with the city of College Station or Brazos County about what we can do. Right now, we're trying to figure out if we could even participate. Is it legal? Can we do something in another town? Can we raise our hot tax? because that, you know, you see it in Houston all the time. If you go to the hotels, you've got a sports venue tax on there for Minute Maid Park or Reliance Stadium. And, you know, is that something that we can do, again, where the visitors pay for it? And then that's something we'd have to go back to the merchants, the businesses, the hotels, and the community, the citizens, to see if that's something they want to do. And I do think it'd have to be voted on by the citizens of Bryan and Kylo Station to implement it. So, you know, there's a lot of variables in play right now. We're just trying to catch up.
Okay, and before we move on, because we will in just a minute, as one member of council, short of putting it on the ballot, do you, and I understand this is organic. I mean, we're still working this thing. Do you see a good way for citizen input so that you can get as many people out there who are taxpayers in Bryan to talk to you as a council about this before you even move forward?
Well, you've always got the Hear Citizens segment at the council meetings where anybody can come.
But I know you don't want the whole meeting tied up over something like that. You've got other stuff that go on.
We could look at public hearings in the future. You know, if the CBB and the Chamber of Commerce want to set up public meetings and have the businesses come in, have the citizens come in, and, you know, maybe it's the hotel people today, maybe it's the restaurants tomorrow, the neighborhoods, you know, bring in the various people to talk to them. I think that's something we can work with the City College Station and Brazos County and maybe the CVB Chamber of Commerce and set up some meetings to discuss it. But I think ultimately we'll go on the ballot and the citizens will vote on it. But I do think we need to inform the public, you know, the pros and cons of it. And I think I speak on behalf of all the elected officials that none of us want to see, you know, these games move to a different venue. I mean, we all see the impact of it. Whether we saw that report yesterday or not, we knew the outcome of those findings. And so that's something as elected officials we need to look at. But I don't think we need to take our infrastructure funds and our general funds to pay for it. I mean, there's a lot of variables that are going to be in play. Y'all talked about naming rights. I'm sure they're looking at some large contributors to, you know, they did it with Bluebell Park, and and you see it all over town and all over the country in various facilities where they've got naming rights. That's almost inevitable. You can keep Kyle Field. You can call it something else in addition to that. So you've got Bernard Richardson Zone. So that can be done to where they can bring in some large amounts there. I do think they've had a good participation in the survey that they had. I was told that it was the largest survey participation ever for a collegiate or college program. So I think the Aggie Nation is concerned and is excited about it, and I do think they're going to, you know, put forth their dollars into it, and it's important. So we'll see what happens. But again, we want to ensure that it doesn't affect our local economy on a negative end. And like I said, we've already had a taste of it in the first couple of games. And this weekend, you've got Arkansas coming to town. Our business is going to be excited about it. So, but you know, I think the easiest solution if we did something would be hotel motel taxes, where, again, you and I as taxpaying citizens wouldn't necessarily have to bear that if you're not staying the night in these hotels. But, you know, but you've got to look at the tipping point. If the taxes are too high, will people want to stay? And you know, do you, you know, so there's various, it may take a various array of options there, whether it's the ticket tax, parking tax, or something to do it. And, again, a lot of those decisions will be left in the court of College Station. So, I'm sure Mayor Berry would be happy to talk to you about her thoughts on those. But
we'll get
again,
a chance
Bryan's
next week for
a smaller player, but we do understand the impact of it, and also do appreciate what all that Texas A&M University does for our community. You take Texas A&M out of this community, you know, most of us would be out of a job in some form or some fashion. So we definitely understand the importance of working together.
Okay, what else you got? Because, again, I appreciate you taking so much time on this, but what else you got going on?
Well, we had a council meeting yesterday and talked a little bit about the golf course, so that's always fun, and whether we should put dollars into capital improvement projects in the near future, you know, look at other uses type deals. So that's something we'll be talking about in the future again. I don't want to start any rumors that we're looking at redeveloping that again. That's not the case. Okay. I think the voters told us that they wanted to keep that and remain parkland, so we'll look at that option. I mean, I've had a lot of people ask me, should we, you know, put some soccer fields there? Should we put a swimming pool there, an aquatic center, football, baseball fields, in addition to maybe nine holes of golf. We've had people talk to us about a three-part, nine-hole lidded golf course that, mm-hmm. that you can play at night that wouldn't necessarily compete with the new A&M course that's going to come online in a year, or Briarcrest Country Club, or Pecan and Pecan Lakes and some of the other private clubs. So, you know, that's something we'll have to look at, but there is some deferred maintenance that we're going to have to decide on. And you know, I think right now we're projected to lose around $300,000 a year on the golf course. So that's always a concern for me, but I think we can keep it in the parks and do something that would make everyone happy, where we have golfing opportunities and maybe some other recreational opportunities.
Well, it's a great location. And it needs to be probably more active than a passive-type park, so I could see where you could make that an opportunity.
They would like to see a restaurant or two on the course, so the golfers would have a place to eat and socialize. And, you know, so those are various options we're looking at this point. But before we spend millions in the golf course, we've got to decide which direction we want to go. I mean, there's been a lot of folks asking us for a pool or a aquatic center, you know, something like if you go to the Adamson's Lagoon in Caddo Station, mm-hmm. I would love to see a newer version of that in Bryan, sure. You know, for our families and young kids and birthday parties, and so that would be nice. So there's a lot of things to look at, a lot of wonderful things going. Of course, since we've been talked in a while, Gundler located in our Texas Triangle Park, about 250 jobs, average wage is $30,000. So we're excited to welcome the Gundler family to the city of Bryan. We've got many others that are looking out of our expanding into our new Texas Triangle Park, which is out there on the corner of 2018 Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Highway 6. I think a lot of people are trying to figure out where Texas Triangle Park is.
I was going to say, that's people would probably like to know where it is to begin with.
It's not in the bio corridor. That's a whole other area. But this is on our northeast side of town, and we've got up to about 900 acres that we can develop out there. And we've got rail access, so it's important with that rail access that we can work with companies that are needing railroad opportunities.
Now, so, this is Gundler's first location in America, is that right?
It's their first. It's their North American headquarters now. Yeah. So we're excited about it. So we've got companies from Mexico coming to the United States here, and they'll be manufacturing paper products and vegetable oils for Walmart International. So very excited about the folks. And again, more opportunities for our citizens that are unemployed and underemployed. You know, I think a lot of people say, well, if you can't recruit a $100,000 a year job, you're not doing your job as the mayor. We've got people that are happy with all levels, and we've got people that look for all levels. And, you know, we've done a pretty good job on those higher end jobs with our bio corridor. We've got some of those pharmaceutical type jobs that are coming out there that are six figures plus. But, you know, $30,000 with benefits is a good salary. So, you know, we will offer all ranges. And again, in a tough economy, we're excited to have these successes. So we definitely thank the Research Valley Partnership and the EDF Board and Bryan Business Council for their efforts in helping recruit Gundler. And we've got quite a few more. We did pass joint ordinances with the city of Caddo Station on our buyer corridor. So we're going to have the same restrictions in place. So you won't look at the Caddo Station location and say, well, they require a tin roof, and in Bryan they require a composition roof. So it'll all be the same look and the same feel. You won't be able to tell the difference between Bryan and Caddo Station in the development codes and the ordinances there. So Caddo Station's voting on theirs Thursday night. We passed our first reading last night. We did finalize the contract on Keene Register. So Mr. Register is officially now the official city manager of Bryan. Take the interim out of there. He's probably reprinting his cards as we speak, but you know, I like the interim basis. You know, that's kind of like putting you on probation for 2 or 3 years, you know. So,
get him to behave himself, right?
He'll need
to
behave
himself. Is there a dirt bike clause in there?
You joke about it, Scott. We actually talked about it. I think Councilmember Art Hughes brought it up several times. You know, that his insurance covers those type accidents, and we keep him off those dirt bikes. But happy to have him officially on board now. So we'll be getting that finalized and worked out here in the next week or so. So that's official. I've got some runway lights coming into Coulter Airfield. That was a major project with TxDOT Aviation. And so glad to have that. I'm sure all the pilots and the folks that are using Coulter Airfield and all those fans coming in for the football game this weekend will be glad to have that in the near future. So we've got a lot more activity out there because of game day activities and the SEC activities. So a lot of wonderful things. And, of course, I've always got to mention Texas Reds.
Sure.
This may be
about
one of the last times I get to talk to you about it. But October 12th and 13th, Friday night, we've got local favorites Texas Twisters and the Rockefellers playing, and they open up for the Texas Tornadoes, who are Grammy Award winners. They played at the Houston Lysak Show and Rodeo many times. It's the old Freddie Fender and Augie Meyer band. They're quite entertaining. I promise the folks will have a great time with them. I saw them this summer at a concert, and a fabulous band, you know, great time in Bryan. Saturday night, we've got Johnny Lee and the Urban Cowboy Band opening up for Aggieland's own Roger Kreger. And, you know, so if you want to come talk about Johnny Lee and Bud and Sissy from Urban Cowboy, you can come listen to Looking for Love by Johnny Lee. And then Roger Kreger's got all the Aggie favorites. But in addition to that, we'll have two Gold Olympians, residents of Bryan, that will be there on hand. We haven't confirmed if they're going to take pictures and sign autographs and all that yet. They have agents now, so they're famous.
Sure.
So
we're
working with our agents, but I promise I'll at least have them on stage to introduce them. Maybe towards the end of the night before the concert starts, and so we can welcome them. And they've also committed to be in our downtown Bryan Christmas parade December 14th. So they'll be our parade grand marshals, and they'll be riding their convertibles, and everybody will get to come out and, you know, and congratulate them. And we've also got the Hairy Bikers coming back, you know. So our local residents, Bill Allen and Paul Patchell, are good friends of mine.
Sure.
I appreciate them coming back. And not sure what they're going to cook this year. I think it was Nutria last year. So all the folks that were in the Palace Theater eating their food, that was actually roadkill. But they do a good job with that. So a lot of celebrities, a lot of fun times. We will have all the collegiate football games on the tube there, all our businesses will be available. They'll have wonderful things going on, lots of vendors. We're still looking for volunteers. If anyone can volunteer, TexasRedFestivals.com. Go on. We're looking for sponsors, of course. Anyone else that could help us, you know, if you want to be a vendor, I don't think it's too late to sign up for that yet. So expecting wonderful weather, and we'll have a great time and in Bryan.
All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate
it. Scott, thank you.
Yeah, that's Jason Bieske, the mayor of Bryan, visiting with us today.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce, and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time, with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200. That's 779-7200. Or visit Family and statelaw.com.
WTW News Time is 8:39. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Local government officials met Monday with the Chancellor of the Texas A&M System about the future expansion of Kyle Field. Bill Oliver has details.
System spokesman Steve Moore, reading a prepared statement from Chancellor John Sharp, says a proposal between $425 and $450 million would increase seating to more than 103,000.
We had a very productive discussion with the city and county leaders yesterday concerning the future of Kyle Field. There are a myriad of decisions to be considered. I'm pleased that we have begun the process.
On Tuesday, the Convention and Visitors Bureau and Chamber of Commerce met with the local media, elected officials, and others interested in the economic impact of A&M home football games. Chamber Board Chairman Ben Down says he's concerned about moving those games out of town for a Kyle Field renovation.
We're worried about what will happen to the businesses. We're worried about losing 1,000 jobs and what happens to us if that happens, if the games go away. We're worried about what happens when businesses have to start closing. You don't really want to see those signs. I know as a commercial, I think commercial real estate people are not happy to see going out of business sale signs in their properties.
College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney is also a member of the CVB board.
There are ways for Brian and College Station to help in this project, and certainly without tapping into the general fund. That's why we have the hotel occupancy tax. And that hotel occupancy tax with a stadium that has increased capacity, the ability to host more events, that tax would grow.
The consultants' reports are on our website at WTAW.com. Among other findings, if Kyle Field was closed, are the losses of $21 million in payroll and nearly $3 million in property taxes. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Hearing the suspect's voice helped two victims of an armed robbery show Bryan police where to make the arrest. Officer John Agnew says this was Monday night in the parking lot and courtyard of an apartment complex along Lake Street between Cavett and South Texas.
Eventually, a person of interest was located who happened to be in the area at the time of the robbery, but his clothes had changed. And it was actually from the victims noticing the way that the victim had spoke. Did they realize that was the possible suspect? And once questioned by police, the subject had a gun on his person and some cash matching that which was taken.
After a brief struggle, 33-year-old James Chaffin was taken to jail for aggravated robbery, which was his 14th arrest in the last 15 years, according to jail records. College Station police had traffic control duty yesterday at the scene of three traffic accidents that left eight people injured. During lunch, a three-vehicle wreck at University and Copperfield resulted in motorists being rerouted for 2 hours. Two drivers and one passenger were taken to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Last night on the freeway, a two-vehicle collision in the southbound lanes near the Harvey Road exit sent three to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and a fourth person being checked at the scene. And a pedestrian was taken to the hospital with severe injuries after they were struck last night while crossing University near Taro. Police say the unidentified victim was not in a crosswalk when they were hit by a Dodge Durango so hard that the driver's side mirror came off the SUV. The driver didn't stop and the victim was ticketed for failing to yield the right of way. Local business people are invited to share their professional experiences. Dina Gaskin at the Chamber of Commerce says the upcoming Youth to Career Day could make a big difference in the life of a young person.
You can kind of showcase your profession, but the main thing is to chat with these kids so that they have a little bit more information on maybe some things that they are not aware of. Mm-hmm. Their worlds are pretty small. They really only know what mom, dad, and maybe an aunt and uncle do for a living. So we're wanting to broaden the horizons a little bit as they plan their high school schedules in the upcoming months.
Registration information for the annual event to be held October 24th is on our website at WTAW.com. An arrest has been made from the Monday murder of a Grimes County man. 55-year-old James Allen Bundage of Stoneham is accused of shooting his neighbor, 56-year-old Patrick David McHale. Sheriff Don Saul says Bundage was arrested at least once following several past run-ins with McHale.
Verbal conflicts. There was an issue last August in 2011. He was arrested for a terrorist threat and went to court on that. Yes, it's been a long time. Some conflict they have between each other.
Investigators say Monday's shooting came after McHale told Bundage he had placed rat poison around his barns and warned Bundage to put up his pit bulls to keep them away from the poison. WTAW News Time is 8:44 at 73 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Have you ever heard,
Mom, the game is almost on. Can the team come over to watch?
Or what about,
Mom, can my roommates come stay for break?
Or maybe you just need additional space for a loved one to come live with you. Whether you need to make changes for physical challenges or room for guests, remodeling can help you achieve the best scenario for your home. The holidays are approaching. Call us and let us help you find solutions today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, health care providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. DeStefano with Central Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedics and Dr. Dobson with the Eye Care Center. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-822-8255.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. We all want to enjoy life, but do we put too much stock in our life here on earth? We have heard it said, everyone wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to go now. Is this the attitude with which we should approach life? We are told what a Christian's outlook on life should be in 2 Corinthians 5:6. It says, therefore we are always confident, knowing that, while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. In Philippians 1:21, Paul says, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. How many of us consider dying a good thing? Paul was confident in the fact that he would one day be with Jesus, but until that day he understood that his purpose in life was to serve Christ. In John 14:2, Jesus says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Friends, this world is not our home. We should all be serving Christ as we live and be looking forward to the day when we can be in his presence. Thank you for listening. This has been the Bible Minute.
Savings days going on at Suddenlink, a great opportunity for you to get the fastest internet connections in town. And right now, you can get that fastest internet connection for as low as $20 a month with speeds that are 50 to 100% faster than they were before. And with that kind of speed, perfect for online gaming or streaming movies, whatever it happens to be. Plus, with Suddenlink's SL200 HD TV package, you get tons of HD programming and free access to Suddenlink To Go, which allows you to stream your favorite movies and TV shows right to your laptop or your computer, wherever you go. And by the way, you can switch to Suddenlink today if you've been on a dish, and you'll receive $300 in credits to help with those satellite cancellation fees. And video on demand, month after month, movies that are much, much faster. Sometimes 28 days, they're available 28 days before they're available at Netflix or Redbox. So why not make the phone call and have this working for you? The fastest internet connections, plus you can take your internet with you, and you can take your TV with you no matter where you go with Suddenlink To Go. The number to call is 1-800-915-1866, 1-800-915-1866.
Remember the old Lay's potato chip commercials? I bet you can't eat just one. Start with just one, and then another, and another, and heck, you just couldn't stop. I'm Sandy from Douglas Jewelers, and we'll make you a similar kind of bet. When you surprise her with a piece of our jewelry wrapped so pretty in one of our jewelry boxes, when she opens it and sees what you got her, well, we bet she can't kiss you just once. Come see us. She loves our fine jewelry. You love her kisses. We bet you're both going to be happy.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the offensive lineman. Oh, it's not the most glamorous position on the field. You don't make the highlight reel or get your name in the paper. But you provide something no successful team can do without. Protection. We know. We've been protecting Texas companies with workers' comp coverage for over 20 years. So here's to you, linemen. You keep hanging in there and taking care of business. We'll do the same. Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Texas A&M getting ready for Arkansas, 11:20 kick time on Saturday. The broadcast on the Aggie Radio Network starts at 10. Head coach Kevin Sumlin on the South Carolina State game and some things he saw in that one.
As a coach, your greatest... the compliment you can get is when you watch a video and you see things that you're talking about happen. I think we went from 18 penalties in the first two games, nine a game, to we had two. And which means our guys are listening to what we're trying to get accomplished. I thought, again, the increased effort in special teams was evident. Dustin had a fantastic game, but as we talked about the week before, the guys that hadn't played a big role in the Florida game are playing huge roles in the return game. But to get some kind of cohesion and establish a level of play, and I think our guys are working at it.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin, the Aggies in Arkansas at Kyle Field on Saturday. Call the ticket office for ticket information. I'm Dave Saab. That's your Aggie football report.
All right, there you go. It's 10 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Andy Williams has passed away. Let's see. He was 84 years old, and 2012 marked his 75th year in show business.
Wow.
Survived by his wife, Debbie, and three kiddos. 17 gold and 3 platinum records to his name. Took it easy in his golden years. You know, he was in Branson for a while, appeared at the Andy Williams Moon River Theater, started doing that in 1992.
Can I sing Moon River?
No.
Okay, I wish you would.
Yeah. And
I vote for Kevin to sing.
Do you?
It's a, we win, it's 2/3 a vote.
Ah, okay. And my brother, I think, was like... rode in a car with him or something like that. And, no,
brush,
really, I
mean, brush with fame?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I forget the story exactly, where they were flying on a small, maybe they're flying on a small plane together and tried to get him to sing. I don't know if he did or not. Anyway, he was born in Wall Lake, Iowa, the son of a railroad worker. He's the one who introduced us to the Osmond Brothers. Remember mm-hmm. that? Yeah. So, you know.
On his one of his Christmas specials,
yeah,
I think.
He would always do the sweater tour during Christmas. And
uh-huh.
all that. So that's Andy Williams, dead at 84. All right. This is a rather disturbing trend. Adults reenacting their baby pictures.
I saw that online the other day, and it was the most absurd thing.
This
Why
is really,
would you do that?
I don't know.
Because you're creepy.
Yeah, that's. I think that's a very good word. I think creepy is a very good word. I mean, what you do is you find an old picture of yourself as a toddler, and then you dress in the same clothes and recreate that Kodak moment.
Okay, like clothes that look the same? Or
Yeah. Well, you can't wear the same ones. It's like...
I didn't know.
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, for instance, did you do like a little princess thingy or something like that? I mean,
you're talking to Kevin, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I never dressed as a princess.
You never? Okay, how did you dress up when you were a little girl?
Well, wait a second. Are you talking like for family pictures?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, in normal clothes.
Well, no, I mean like a 3-year-old or something, you didn't dress up like something? I mean, didn't...
Mom
no.
didn't get a snapshot of you being silly like that?
Oh, well, I mean, around the house I wore kind of weird stuff. There, I mean, I don't understand
your
question.
What you do at your house is your business.
There is a picture of me with Mr. Potato Head body parts sticking out of my ears and out of my mouth.
That's pretty good. Hello?
I think Buster's getting ready for Mother Boy 32.
Hello?
In clothes, it's got to be better than some of those bare bottoms.
Well, that's the, that's the other thing.
That's the pictures.
You can't fit in the sink. Don't try. You might have once, but you can't anymore.
I had a Kansas City Chiefs sweatshirt. That's okay. One of the pictures I remember when I was a kid.
Well, see, now that's kind of innocuous. I mean, but here's the deal. I mean, you know, like, I mean, there are pictures, that, according to the New York Star-Ledger, they wrote a story about it and posted some before and after pictures. The picture of the mother cuddling her baby in a blanket. Jump forward 30 years, and there's Granny holding on to her grown-up son
that's
wrapped in a blanket.
Funny.
That's creepy.
Funny.
That's awkward. I do, yeah. You think that's...
Well, so planking and owling wasn't enough?
Well, planking and owling is something that you decide to do and you don't get your mom involved, usually. When you are 5, dressing up in a cowboy outfit with a big hat, cap guns, kind of cute. When you're in your 50s, dressing up like that is a little bit odd. But apparently... this has started as an online game back in 2008, a website called zfrank.com.
So some would say the same with RenFest, if you think about it.
Well, that's, you know, that could well be, too. Hello?
Hey, they did that on an episode of Modern Family about 2 years ago, and I think that's where all this has come about.
Okay, all right, thank you. I got you, okay. Well, a long time ago, when this internet thing was new, we were looking for pictures you know, to put up of us. And what we did is when Jay was working here, and what we did is we found little kid pictures.
Oh, well, that's cute.
And it was. And there was Tom. Tom had on his Superman outfit. And
that would have been great.
And I had on the little shirt that was buttoned all the way up to the top, and I had a little skin nose. You know, that was kind of cute. That was like third grade or something. And Jay, I believe, was in the band at Breckenridge High, and he had on his, like, his drum major hat.
Oh, the big furry hat.
He had the big, furry hat thing going.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was. So that was, you know, we thought that was good because that way it could be a little bit different than just having your everyday picture where you're, you know, resting your chin on your finger. Something like that.
All right. Do you have a glamour shot?
Yeah, the glam shot. Do you have a favorite child, parents? A Canadian broadcaster and writer drawing plenty of criticism after saying in a blog post his older son is his favorite.
Yes, he did catch some grief for that.
In a post titled, Admit It, You Have a Favorite, I Do, Buzz Bishop writes about his older son. I just, you know, like him better. The post has drawn the ire of a lot of commentators who say he's being insensitive to his children, especially since they might grow up and read that post later on.
Oh, rest assured, somebody's going to tell him.
Oh, sure. But Bishop defends himself in a subsequent post saying, I don't love either of my sons any more than the other, but I do like them differently. I'd be willing to bet that you are the same. He can do more things, and to me, he is more fun. So was he wrong to publicly let his feelings be known? Do men handle this question differently than women? Kat? I mean, do you want to weigh in? I mean, because, again, you're not an only child. I'm not an only child. I mean, you know.
I'm the only child.
Okay. I don't really have anything positive to say right now.
Uh-oh. Wow. Well, okay, but, and I guess it's hard to project, you know, later on in life, if you become a mom, do you think that you will like your kids equally? I mean.
I sure hope so. Well, I mean, I'm sure I will love them in different ways. Like, I love chocolate cake, and yeah. I love lemon pie.
Uh-huh.
They're different, but I love them equally.
Yeah, okay. But, for instance, now you have siblings on either side, is that right?
It's true. I have an older brother and a younger brother.
Okay, see, and you think differently of them, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're different.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, do you like them differently?
I don't really understand your question.
Well,
I enjoy them evenly.
But I mean, if you had a choice to hang out with one or the other, would you normally choose the same one?
It really depends
on what you're going to do.
On
right?
Okay.
Well, anyway, but I mean, I think that's basically what they're bringing up. Then, but when you take it to the next level, when it's the parent talking about their children, kind of.
No, but I think
Cat'll be running for Congress later.
Yeah, choosing favorites is not.
You know, from an outsider's perspective, because, again, I don't have brothers or sisters, I can't imagine you wouldn't, because people are so different.
And, well,
I mean,
are.
Personalities click different with one another.
Well,
go ahead.
I guess.
I don't know that I'd announce that if I was a mom or dad.
But I think that's where the difference is.
Well, what's bad, too, is if you can tell. I'm not going to say who was the favorite in our family, but it wasn't me.
I was going to say, because you said you were getting uncomfortable about that, my thought was that, yes.
I smell bitter.
What do you buy from Team Auto?
Hi, I'm Craig Newland with Above and Beyond Lawn Care, and I've been doing business with Mike Vivaldi for 9 years now because he treats us right every time and gives us a great deal.
Team Auto, home of the best price guarantee on Washington just west of Highway 6.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. No matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable.